It's time for Benedictine Raven football on your local sports authority, CARE 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Brought to you by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. The Amberwell pregame and Bank of Atchison coaches show featuring Benedictine head coach Joel Osborne begins right after these messages.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Getting ready for today's Benedictine ball game. We've got Joel Osborne, head coach of the Ravens. Coach, again, we get to start off with a congratulations. That was a great effort by the club last Saturday.
Yeah, I thought we came out ready to go. I haven't been a part of a game where you start with the kickoff return for a touchdown and then first play of defense, the next series pick six for a touchdown. So we are up 14-0. We hadn't even taken the field, and only 28 seconds had come off the clock. So you can't ask for a much better start for the game. And I thought our kids were ready to go. And, you know, we had a strong effort. We had a few hiccups throughout the, you know, end of the second quarter, middle of the third. But other than that, though, we played a pretty solid game.
We just got to start with the defense. I mean, we talk offense a lot, but we got to make sure and give the defense some props. My gosh, they're playing really well.
Yeah, 5 interceptions. You know, that's a big deal, creating 5 turnovers. Again, holding another team to under 100 yards rushing. So we feel like that's been a strength of ours, especially up front with our defensive line. So we gave up probably too many explosives in the passing game, but, you know, we got to look to fix that. But overall, though, a strong effort.
Now, let me make sure I'm right. Your team has 8 interceptions and 3 defensive touchdowns already this year.
That is correct.
And see, and all last season, would you have 12 interceptions and 2 defensive touchdowns all last year? Obviously, you know, you've really put in some work and some focus on that.
Yeah, it's been a huge emphasis for us. I feel like our kids are, you know, making plays when plays are there to be made. And, you know, that's been a great, great thing for us.
And Javi, you know, what a great season he's having only 2 weeks in.
Yeah, I think, how many interceptions is he up to? 3 or 4?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think 3, yeah.
Yeah, and 1 for a pick 6. And Javi was named, you know, Conference Defensive Player of the Week last week. So, you know, he's one of our strongholds on our defense, a real good leader. He does a great job, you know, on defense as well as being a leader on the team and just doing a good job as well.
You mentioned he was your Conference Defensive Player of the Week. I'm not so sure, and I understand the conference wants to spread these accolades around a little bit. I'm not sure you couldn't have the Offensive and Special Teams Player of the Week off your squad, too, last week.
Well, we had some strong performances. I thought on special teams it's a toss-up between Colin Bruner, who averaged over 50 yards a punt, and his kickoffs were phenomenal, and they didn't one time get past their 25 on kickoff return. And then Dalton Witherspoon for his kickoff return right away to set the tone on for the game, you know. And then Dalton, you look at his all purpose, I think he was close to 200 yards all purpose, you know, in the game. So, you know, he had a phenomenal game. And then, you know, and then Jackson Dooley came out and was completed 74% of his passes, and 5 of those incompletions were drops, and, you know, had a really strong performance, threw for over 300 yards. So I thought he really operated well, and you can see he's getting in a rhythm.
coming in here today, a team that we didn't get fortunate enough to see last week because of the conference schedule. And so Grandview and Benedictine, it is the conference game of the week, my opinion, the national game of the week when you've got two highly ranked clubs coming together, top two teams in the two divisions.
Yeah, they're going to be tough. You know, they do such a great job. I don't think they've lost a game in our conference since 2018, since we beat them at their place. So, you know, they're going to come in with a lot of confidence. They're a physical team. They pride themselves on that. I think the two key players for them is on offense is the quarterback, Jackson Waring. Big kid, throws a good ball. He can run the ball as well, too. He's an athlete, so he makes it go for them. And then on defense, it's their defensive end they got from the University of Iowa. His name is Jackson Filer. He was the National Player of the Year in the junior college level 2 years ago at Iowa Western, had over 20 sacks in their season, and he had 6 sacks in their first game. So we're definitely going to have to be aware of where he's at all times.
Yeah, you talk about, first of all, the quarterback, Jackson Waring. I mean, yeah. Coming back, Offensive Player of the Year last year in the North Division. I mean, he just brings that it factor to that offense.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Jackson was a high-level recruit out of high school. I actually recruited him when I was at Northwest Missouri State. He chose to go to an FCS school, Illinois State. He's from Des Moines, and 2 years ago now it would have been when he decided to come back to Des Moines and play for Grandview. So, you know, they've always had good quarterbacks. You look at, you know, Johnny Sullivan. When I first got here, he was a 4-year starter. Now they got Jackson Waring. So they do a nice job up there with their quarterback play.
Now, tell me a little bit about the Grandview offense, because they did lose some stuff from last year. Again, we didn't see them last year, so it's probably hard a little bit to talk about that. But their top 6 pass catchers from last season are graduated. They lost over 2,000 yards and 29 touchdown receptions from last year. So they were kind of rebuilding maybe a little bit in that sphere.
Yeah, and a lot of their guys, I mean, they're such a good program and strong that, you know, you look at their starting running back, Dalton Van Pelt, a kid that I recruited 2 years ago out of Van Meter, and looked at him strongly. Nate Wilcoxon, their fullback tight end, he's another guy that makes their running game go. When he's healthy, they are very strong at running because he's such a good lead blocker. And then the receiver play, if you look at the receivers, I mean, yeah, on paper, maybe they didn't have a strong year statistically last year, but most of those guys were in the program, and we know how athletic they are, especially when you watch the tape. And, you know, the Johnson kid, he's a heck of a punt returner and kick returner. You saw that week one. So, you know, we'll have our hands full. It'll be a big challenge for us.
Coach, we're going to shift just a little bit because we love talking about the young Ravens, and I actually snuck up for a little bit Sunday, watched your JV play. I tell you, it's got to be exciting to see the depth, not only the guys we talk about on Saturday, but you got a lot of guys who are just ready to step in, and some good JV guys.
Yeah, we've played 2 JV games so far. We played Ottawa on Monday, September 2nd, and then we played Missouri Valley last Sunday, September 8th. And both those games were not officially games. We didn't keep score on the scoreboard, but, you know, if you're keeping score in your head, you know that we won by a lot. And defensively, I thought we'd been really strong in those games, creating turnovers. You know, and then offensively, we started to get guys in a rhythm in that Ottawa game. Mark Harris played really well. I think he had 4 or 5 touchdown passes. You know, you got a lot of different running backs plays. Mark Hernandez scored 2 rushing touchdowns. So, and then last week versus Missouri Valley, you know, I just felt like we dominated the game. Their offense didn't do much of anything versus us. And you know, our kids were ready to go. They do such a good job because most of those guys are given scout team look during the week. And then they, you know, don't get a play on Saturday and then turn around and you know, you're playing on a non-traditional day, whether it's a Monday or Sunday. And, you know, they've handled it really well. So we have 3 more JV games left. We host Kansas Wesleyan Sunday, September 29th here. And then we go on the road to Missouri Valley, the start of our bye week. It's Sunday, October 13th. And then we come home for our last JV game versus Highland Community College's varsity on Sunday, October 20th. So that's the day after homecoming game. So we're fired up to play those guys. Their coach reached out to us and needed a game. So I was like, heck yes, drive down here and we'll play you.
And we got to give a tip of the hat. Your coaches who not only are coaching every day for the varsity, but then take on the extra duties, you know, to do this. And, you know, who are the guys who are kind of leading the way on the JV?
Well, we all coach it. Coach Hauser leads the way offensively, calling plays, and then it's a mixture on defense. Sometimes Coach Cook calls it, but then other times it's Coach Hines that's calling the defense. And then Coach Merfeld runs the special teams as well, too. And so he kind of oversees everything, and then it allows me to float a little bit as a head coach. And, you know, so those guys do a great job. And what I like about it is when you're out there at the game, all our varsity guys are there cheering them on. And so it's a true team. You know, it's not like they're a separate team from our varsity. It's still the Benedictine Ravens, and, you know, those guys are doing a good job. We've seen some young guys do a nice job, and their potential to get some varsity action is there, you know, especially if we take an injury or two at certain positions. So those are key reps for our guys.
It's got to be kind of fun for you as the head coach, maybe to be able to step back and kind of take in and, you know, look at it maybe a little different perspective instead of being focused on the next play and what's going to happen, to step back and watch how the guys, what they're doing and how they're developing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It just gives me a different perspective. I could see the whole piece of it, and, you know, it's fun to be a part of it and see those kids grow.
Fans have also got to understand that in a five-game season at home, five home games, this is number two. Only after today, only three home games left. So you got to get up here today and enjoy the atmosphere and see, you know, as good a competition as anybody's going to see.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I think today, you know, the big key for us is going to be the rushing game. You know, can we outrush Grandview? When you look at their history, when people outrush them in the playoffs, because that hasn't happened in the regular season, when they outrush them in the playoffs, people have a chance to win. The other thing, too, is turnovers. If you win the turnover battle, you give yourself a chance to win. So, you know, you look back at that key play in the 2018 game, Brett Shepherdson scoops and scores on fourth down play. Grandview decides to go for it and goes the other way, 97 yards for a touchdown.
With one hand.
With one hand, exactly. So, you know, those are key things, and I think we outrushed them that day as well. You know, so if we can do those two things today, that'll I feel really good about the outcome of the game.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. An exciting afternoon for the Ravens and you. Best of luck.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
You've been listening to the Bank of Atchison Coaches Show on your home for Benedictine Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. The Amberwell pregame continues with the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game right after this.
DQ presents How to Have Fall Forever. Step one, grab the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. Step two, taste delicious fall flavors like returning pumpkin pie, French silk pie, and more sweet seasonal treats. Step three, imagine that fall will last forever, so you can continue to enjoy this delicious lineup. Step four, remember that fall can't last forever, so hurry in for the new Fall Blizzard menu today and start living fall to the fullest. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
As we get set for Raven football this afternoon, it's now time for your Dairy Queen Grill and Chill keys to the game. First of all, let's start with the offense. I think the Benedictine offense has to be very aware of the backside defensive end, Jackson Filer. Filer is a game wrecker. You can't let him get into the backfield and force Jackson Dooley to make turnovers. So, number one goal, block Jackson Filer. Don't allow many sacks this afternoon. Keep Jackson Dooley upright. Flip it to the defense. This is going to be a tall task, because this Grandview offense is a team who is very balanced. They'll beat you with the run. They'll beat you with the pass. So this afternoon, the Ravens have to take away that slant. For the first 2 weeks of the season, that's been the one route that's really caused them some problems. Step in front. Don't allow Waring to be able to hit that quick slant over the middle. So again, if you can keep Jackson Dooley upright, take away the slant against Grandview, should be a great day for the Ravens. Kickoff coming up here next.
Thanks for listening to the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill Keys to the Game, part of our Amberwell pregame show. We'll go live to Tom and Gus Counts at the stadium for play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Benedictine football right after these messages.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
At Amberwell, they prioritize your health, your time, and your care. Life's unexpected twists can't be put on hold. That's why they have a team of compassionate primary care providers ready to serve you with same-day or next-day appointments. Whether it's a sudden illness, a minor injury, or a regular checkup, Amberwell is there for you. With convenient locations in Atchison, Hiawatha, Highland, Horton, Lansing, and Troy, they're dedicated to keeping you healthy and happy. Don't delay your well-being any longer. Call 913-358-0828 or visit their website at amberwellhealth.org to schedule your same-day or next-day primary care appointment. Amberwell is committed to your health, your time, and your care.
It's time for Benedict and Raven football. Four quarters of hard-hitting, action-packed, high-flying intensity. Our coverage of Raven football is brought to you by our proud Raven sports boosters.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wilcox Stadium here on the beautiful campus of Benedictine College in Atchison, Kansas. We're getting set for college football this afternoon as in the Heart of America Athletic Conference, the Benedictine Ravens play host to Grandview. Hello again, everybody. Joseph producing and engineering as he so often does for us. Matter of fact, pretty much every day for us back in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, good to have you along. Gus Couch to my left, a host of associates to my right. Tom Couch with you here and get set to get underway, Gus. It is the conference game of the week. It is, in my opinion, easily the national game of the week. You've got the best two teams in this conference, the number one team from the north who's going to run away with that division, the number one team in the south, Benedictine, and tell you what, this is going to be a great game, and we're going to learn a lot about both of these clubs today.
You know what else we're going to learn? We're going to learn, can Benedictine beat Grandview at Wilcox Stadium?
Never done it before.
I was going to say, the Ravens are 0-4 since 2015 against Grandview in Wilcox Stadium. So, should be a fun one. Benedictine wins the toss, elects to defer to the second half, so Grandview will put their kick return unit out to start the game.
Ravens are going to be going from right to left across your dial here in the opening half. A duel of return men for the Vikings stand back at their five. The kick away. That's kind of a spiraling kick. It's going to land at the 9 and be taken at the 2 by Zane Johnson. He will angle to the middle across the 15, held by the ankle, and down at the 16-yard line goes Zane Johnson. It'll be 1st and 10 for Grandview from there.
That time was the number 2 tackler for the Ravens, Dylan Witherspoon, getting down there. Dylan's brother did a nice job of starting the game last week against William Penn, and this time on kick coverage, Dylan gets down there to make his 14th tackle of the season.
Tremendous player coming out to lead this Viking offense. It is Jackson Waring. Jackson is a 6'3", 225-pound junior from Ankeny, Iowa. He was the player of the year in the Hart North last year. He's going to take the ball, roll to the left side. He's got room to run. We'll cross at 15, get to the 20, and stretch it out to around 23. Maybe they're going to give him a good spot to 24, give him a half a dozen on a first down sprint.
When was the last time you saw a quarterback go under center for the first snap of the game?
It's been a minute.
That time he goes under center, rolls out to the left, picks up 6, and all of a sudden Grandview looking at a 2nd and 4 right here.
Grandview coming out over the football. They're going to have really no one wide as they like to run the ball. I mean, they're good at it. Now they're going to motion to the right. Handoff is going to go to the single running back. He'll try the left side again and going to be pushed out of bounds right at the line of scrimmage. Did not gain anything. Trey Williams is over there from the corner spot for Benedictine, leaving Vikings looking at a 3rd down 5. And guys, talking about how they like to run the football, I mean, they're on top of the Hart in a few categories, including rushing for 275 a game. But then again, they've only run in one game because they've only played one game. But 275 yards rushing.
Against William Woods, does it count?
Not the same. 3rd down 5 at their own 22. QB's back to throw. Jackson looks right, throws right, missed his guy. It's incomplete at the 25-yard line. That was skin-tight defense for the Ravens and pressure by Tim Glazer.
Tim Glazer came through untouched at that time. He twisted underneath, comes through untouched, puts a big hit on the quarterback, Jackson Waring, and now we're going to see our first punt of the afternoon. Jayshon Todd back to return the kick.
Benedictine is going to send Jayshon back to the Raven 35-yard line. Punter Cody Krushvitz is 6'1", senior out of Nevada, Iowa.
This will be his first punt of the season. Last week they did punt once, but it was Jackson Waring on a quick kick.
He'll stand at his own 8, advancing, gets away a peach. That is high, not deep, high hanging, going to be unreturnable, and fair caught by Benedictine, and Ravens are going to have it at their own 35-yard line for their first possession this afternoon. Benedictine, first and 10, and Gus against a defense like Grand, or an offense like Grandview, that Raven defensive start means a lot. Grandview, as you kind of were alluding to a little bit ago when you said they didn't punt last week, they never got stopped last week, and the Ravens hold them 3 and out on their first possession. First and 10, BC quarterback Jackson Dooley. Out of the pistol formation, running back behind him, Dalton Witherspoon. Motion will come to the right side, and they're going to go a little jet sweep. No, they're going to fake the jet sweep, hand off into the middle, and Witherspoon will put his head down, pick up about 3 up to near the 49-yard line. Nice run where Skylar James comes up from his free safety spot. And Gus, that tells me a little bit right there. When you run that basically just off-guard play, off-tackle play, and your safety is already up there to make the tackle, they're cheating up to the line here.
Yeah, they're going to cheat up a little bit because Benedictine starts every game with a handoff to Witherspoon, either right or left. I mean, like, that is the first play every week.
Second down 7. Ravens at their own 39-yard line. Dooley's going to be back to throw. He's got a man open down the left side. He's wide open down the left side. He's got it over the shoulder at the 20. 10-5. First and goal, Benedictine. Jacob Gathright. He just gassed Prince Brown.
That time, Prince Brown got himself looking into the backfield, and in doing so, Jacob Gathright hit the gas, ran right by him, and right there, a touchdown-saving tackle for Grandview, but the Ravens are looking at first and goal at the 5.
Gathright, the 5-foot-10-inch sophomore out of Oceanside, California. Last week, 8 catches for 82 and a touchdown. He's got the Ravens set up into the first and goal at the 5-yard line. We are 2 minutes into the game. Jackson Dooley, again with Witherspoon behind him. Long count, looks over to the coaching staff, resets the play, takes a snap, pulls back, throws right, going to the fade pattern, and it's going to be incomplete and well over the head of Gathright. They were trying to get him isolated over there on Kershawn Butler, but the pass was a little bit long, and that was probably a good idea. That coverage was really, really good.
Yeah, that was tight coverage over there. Not a lot to work with. Tyler Watson was your tight end on that play. He's going to check out, and they're going to bring Jayshon in for this second and goal.
At the 5-yard line, Benedictine looking to strike early in the ball game. Second down, goal at the 5. This time the running back shifts over to the quarterback's right hand. He'll go in motion. QB draw up the middle. Touchdown, Ravens! How about that, Jackson Dooley? That was a great call on the designed quarterback draw. And Benedictine, at 12:38 to go in the opening quarter, has struck first.
That time they sent the running back in motion out of the backfield and paused the linebackers. They expected kind of a little swing pass maybe out there to Witherspoon because, again, Jackson Dooley is not a huge runner. Well, that time runs right up the middle and puts the Ravens on the board first.
End of the ball game. It's Zach Filippi, the long snapper from Henderson, Nevada. The ball is going to be held by Dooley, kicked by Harry Balke. It is down, it is up, and hold on. There's a marker down along the line of scrimmage. We'll wait and see if they have to re-kick this, and I think perhaps they will.
Penalty kick, offside, number 22, defense. That penalty declined. Extra point is good.
And there you have it. We're taking a break here in Atchison, Kansas. Time out of the field at 12:38 to go, opening quarter. Benedictine, 7. Grandview nothing.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Well, Gus, last week, Grandview's defense held William Woods to minus 40 rushing and gave up 6 points. We are less than 2.5 minutes into the game, and Benedictine is way beyond both those numbers. Ravens in front, and a kick by Cullen Bruner is going to angle to the near side, bounce midway through, and then out the back of the end zone. It will be Grandview ball with a touchback.
That's Mr. Bruner to USC 338.
Isn't that great? Cullen Bruner teaching at Valley Falls High School this year.
So now, Grandview, who on their first possession of the game went three and out. Their best play was their first down play where Jackson Waring, the quarterback, kind of spun out and picked up about six on the first down play. But the Raven defense really tightened up after that, and we're going to see Waring go back under center.
Two to the left and one to the right, and a single man back deep. QB back to throw, wants to go to his man out of the backfield, and Will is going to be a one-hand catch attempt that's foiled. He just dropped it. He was wide open, and there was room as Isaac Anderson was chasing Jackson Waring. But gosh, the pass was out there, and it was reasonably well thrown. It probably should have been caught.
Yeah, that time you flared it out in the flat. The running back's got to make that play. And incomplete pass will bring up second and 10. I feel like we're doing JC and Horton today, right? Chargers, Chargers. Well, today we have Jackson and Jackson under center.
This is true.
Waring and Dooley.
So that was a popular name in, what, 2006 or something like that? Second down.
2006 doesn't seem like it that long ago.
It wasn't. It was a couple of days. Second down, 10. Play action again. Waring's back, lobs one. Beautiful pass over the shoulder. Caught is the inbounds. He is inside the Raven 40-yard line. You can't throw a prettier ball than that. Caught by Asiya Toki, a 6'1 junior from Lamars, Iowa. And we got a marker back at the line of scrimmage. Wait a minute. Is this thing coming back? They're coming back this way. Look at that.
Ineligible downfield. Number one, offense, 5-yard penalty, previous spot, second.
Okay,
man.
So tell me how that wide receiver, Gus, was ineligible. What happened? Was he covered?
Yeah, he was covered up, right? So he was on the line of scrimmage, and then the outside receiver was also on the line of scrimmage. That's why the inside guy has to be back. So, they had two guys on the line of scrimmage, which made Zane Johnson ineligible. Zane, the senior out of West Des Moines, that is not his fault. That's the receiver outside of him's fault. So that's a tough break.
So that huge pass wiped away. It's going to bring up a second down, 15, after the penalty from their own 20-yard line. QB back. He's rolling right. Waring, looking. Now he's going to run with the ball, tucks it to the 20, to the 25, up the sideline to the 30, and bumped out of bounds into the Benedictine. Stab, and he will be, that was called him at the 31-yard line. He will pick up 11 on that scramble, and that is the first time we've seen him run right.
Yeah, so there we go. So that play...
The top one right there.
There we go.
That's the one you're looking for.
That play right there going to pick up the penalty yardage and a little more, but for Grandview, they're going to be looking back at that formational issue in the play before, saying, man, we really would like to have that huge pass back.
Make it backfield with only Jackson Waring. And now is Grandview taking a timeout? They are. So Grandview is a little confused. We're taking a timeout with Coach Woodley. 12-10 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas. College football finds Benedictine leading Grandview 7-0.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, we're with you in Atchison, Kansas. College football this afternoon on CARE Radio. It is a big third down call for Grandview, who continues to look for their first down here today. They've got the ball at their own 31-yard line, third down four. Trips left, twins right. Single man to the backfield. You're going to be your quarterback. Where he's back to throw. Looking right over the middle. He's got his man open and overthrows him. Nearly made a fabulous one-handed catch as Zane Johnson dove and reached out, but even having gotten a hand on it, could not pull it in. Javai Blomquist with the coverage for Benedictine. Gus, Jackson Waring, I will say this, he has a beautiful pass. That ball floats out, gets in front of those receivers, lets them get underneath it. That's the mark of a skilled quarterback.
Yeah, that time he did a great job of throwing the ball up, allowing his receiver to get to it. And a pass that, when he let go of it, it's like, oh, he well overthrows it. But he gets enough air under that ball to give his guy a chance.
Second time, it's going to be three and out. This punt is high and way short. Takes a huge Grandview spinning bounce and going to go to the 40, 35, 30, and all the way down to the 26-yard line. So for Grandview, it could have been a catastrophic punt. Really turned out pretty well. In fact, picking up some yardage, and it was unreturnable. So you've got that going for you. Going
to be downed by your long snapper, Adam Cottle.
Yep, Atchison the native, Adam Cottle. Snapping the ball up in Des Moines. 12 minutes ago here in the first quarter. Benedictine will have its second possession of the game, leading now 7-0. Motion to the right side, and there it's going to be handed off. Here's Jay Vaughn, bounces outside, loses three. Never got to the edge, and Jay Sean tried to stretch it out. Lamont Washington had an angle and took advantage of a nice defensive play.
Yeah, for Lamont Washington, how about this? He played last week and didn't record a tackle. There's his first tackle of the season. The senior out of KC Mo by way of Missouri Western.
So for the Ravens, it's going to bring up after the loss. A third down, let's call it 13. Benedictine throwing 24-yard line, leading by a score. Motion will come to the left side this time. And QB's going to be back. The blitz is on, and he's going to lob it out there, just get rid of it as he's on the ground. Never saw the ball hit the floor. It's going to be incomplete. And, man, it looked like on that play, because it looked like there were about 18 white jerseys and about four black jerseys, because Ravens were just swarmed on that play.
I thought they were setting up a screen pass, right? The way the defensive line came through pretty untouched, and that time it wasn't. They were looking over there to the right side to Jacob Gathright. It falls incomplete, and the Ravens are looking at now a third and 13. Don't mind the down box. It is third down. Oh, there's a penalty marker. They're going to get him for grounding, and I kind of don't disagree with this.
Intentional grounding, offense, number 15. Ball being placed at the spot of the foul. That is a loss of down.
He threw it in the general vicinity, but Jacob was still like about 10 yards away from that ball. So,
what's up for Benedictine? That penalty is going to push them back. Let's see what they're going to call that infraction from the 12-yard line. So that's going to have them, what, 25, third and 25-ish? And Dooley back to throw again, fires one right side, and that might have been grounded, too, because there was no one within about 15 or 18 yards of that pass either, even though, you know, Jacob Gathright was the intended recipient.
Yeah, Gathright was running a post, and he had cut to the middle of the field, and Jackson threw that ball out of bounds. And when it's all said and done, that was not your best offensive possession, as Colin Bruner will be in to put a toe to it for the first time this afternoon.
And for Grandview, they're going to get their very best, and by far, very best field position of the afternoon. Cullen standing just in his own end zone, waiting for the snap, takes it at the ankles and gets away. A really, really great kick. Return man is going to go back to his 37-yard line. Penalty markers as there was an illegal block out in midfield, and this return is going to be to the Raven 42. But you could see out there throwing his arms in the air, Prince Brown. He got behind that guy and threw him to the ground, and that's going to be illegal play.
Yeah, and that time Blue Kaplinger throwing his hands up because he got pulled to the ground, and it will be, it will be Grandview ball, and depending on where they spot this thing, I feel like it's going to be back in Grandview territory around the 45.
Number 20 of the return team. 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. First down, Grandview.
So for the Vikings, it'll bring up a first and 10, and Gus Grandview is not accustomed to trailing in ball games. They're not accustomed to losing ball games. They've never lost a game in this place, and Benedictine looking to change all of that here in this mix this afternoon. Vikings from their own 45-yard line. 11:16 to go in the opening quarter. We've had a lot of possessions and a lot of plays in 3 minutes. You know that? Is this game going to be long?
We'll get a little momentum to it at some point.
Right now we're not. The officials are having a little visit, a couple of them in the
offensive backfield, and they're trying to get some things ironed out.
I don't think Joe Woodley exactly likes the spot of this foul. I really thought the penalty happened somewhere around the 43, but, I mean, that's 2 yards when it's all said and done.
And they're making no changes. They're not moving the football. They're making no announcements. So they're going to go with it where it sits, first and 10. Graham, you at their own 45-yard line. Benedictine in front, 7-0. Motion left, wraparound handoff. Running back going to go to the left side, 45. Angles gets to the 50-yard line, ushered out of bounds into the far sideline. Picking up about a half a dozen. You got Trey Williams over there shoving him out of bounds. Nice little gain on the play across midfield into Raven territory at the Benedictine 49.
That time just a little stretch play to the left. And that was the play that worked well for them on their very first drive when we saw quarterback Jackson Waring roll out there. And getting to the left has been kind of their bread and butter.
Really deep drop by the running back. But quarterback's back. Blues got him. Gets away. Grounds it, and it's going to be incomplete. He just hurled that thing in the ground, but there was his fullback kind of close.
Foul for intentional grounding. The quarterback was out of the tackle box, and there was a receiver in the area.
You see the officials defending himself already because the crowd out here lost their mind.
Yeah, no, the quarterback was outside the tackle box. The ball didn't get back to the line of scrimmage, but that's also because his intended receiver was behind the line of scrimmage. So that time, you really got to get back there. And when Blue Kaplinger's got him in his grasp, you got to pull him down.
In the backfield, kind of turning the wrong way and looking a little bit confused out there for Grandview. Who have I got over here? That's going to be Tate Smith. Quarterback's back. Fires one over the middle. It's going to be caught. The big pullback at the 40, 35, 30. Dragging 2, 3, 4. Defenders won't go to the ground to the 22. What a power run by Lance Clayburgh. You're calling him a wide receiver because he's really an H-back out there.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to kind of flex between that tight end, fullback. He's going to play wherever you need him. And Clayburgh's a guy who only caught one pass last week but did kind of the same thing, right? Last week, one reception, 27 yards. That time, a nice pickup. And
it's going to take a while to get refreshed up there. But, yeah, he had to pick up close to 30 on that play. It is first and 10. Grandview moving the football now. Deep in Raven territory. They're at the Benedictine 23. Ravens with a 7-0 lead right now, but Grandview threatening. Quarterback going to keep it himself. Boots to the left side. Gets to the edge. Runs up the field, and he's going to dance out of bounds very close to another first down. You see a theme here. Grandview is running one way. They're running one way exclusively, and they're running the same play over and over and over, and it's not the slant that we expected.
Yeah, they haven't really even thrown the ball down the field much across the middle. It's been stretch the field or run the ball to the left.
They're going to give wearing about 8. It is a second and a pair. Now down to the Benedictine 15-yard line. 9.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens 7-0 lead in a little jeopardy as some momentum picked up now by the 1-0 Vikings. Motion to the left. Quarterback's going to hand off to the second man. That was a risky-looking play as he puts the ball in the hands of the sweep guy and then pulls it back to turn and hand off to his running back going straight ahead. It did pick up a first down, but that's a lot of handling and touching the ball. Makes me worry about it coming out.
How many times have you seen the sweep guy try to pull that ball, and when it's all said and done, you turn it over? But a first down for Grandview, and now they've got it. First and 10 at the Raven, 13-yard line. They're going to leave Lance Clayburgh in and kind of tuck him to the left as a tight end.
Now, last week, Jackson Waring sacked twice by William Woods University. Benedictine's been after him a little bit today. He's back to throw, feels some heat, goes to the back of the end zone where his receiver's wide open, but out the back of the end zone as he has to leap to make the catch of the high pass. And Corey Phillips, he's a big guy out of Ames, Iowa. It's 6'4", 275. Again, Grandview is running what I feel like are tight ends and fullbacks at these wide receiver spots like Corey Phillips and like Lance Clayburgh. But I'm still waiting to see Nate Wilcoxon. He has been the best threat as a receiver on this team for years.
Yep, and he's going to check in on this play. And look, he's going to be way down here lined up as the outside wide receiver.
Nate is also kind of a fullback build guy. Now it's going to be a quarterback draw. He might score. He's at the 10, bounces outside, hit at the 5, and down at the 5-yard line.
That time, it was Dylan Witherspoon to make initial contact, but Trey Williams came up and delivered the pop to send the quarterback backwards so that he doesn't fall forward for a first down. It's going to bring up now a 3rd and let's call it 3.
Now, I know one more reason that my old schoolness shows out, but I just don't like seeing quarterbacks run as much as a Jackson Waring is running here today. And it's, I know it's kind of the fashion style of the day. We see it a lot, but I find it so risky.
It's also 6'3", 215, right? Little more durable at that size.
Third down, three. QB's back. Plenty time. Over the middle. And again, the pass is off the back of the end zone and incomplete. Now, this team does not mind going for fourth downs. Last week, they were 3 of 5 on fourth down. But instead, Coach Woodley is going to bring his field goal unit into the game. The long snap by Adam Cottle. The holder by the punter, Cody Kruschwitz. Corey Wood is in to kick. Last week, he hit a 44-yarder in his only effort. This one is a chip shot. It is on its way, up and good, and we're going to take a timeout. Vikings are on the board as we take a break at 7:51 to go in the opening quarter in Atchison, Kansas, where it is now Benedictine 7, Grandview 3.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Stadium here on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. The visitors from Des Moines, Grandview University, has now gotten on the board and have cut the Benedictine lead to 7-3. They're doing a little presentation here during the timeout. There's some of these media timeouts that they take. Don't blame us. We're not the media who needs these long timeouts, but they're stretching it out just a little bit. Hey, we got to thank our listeners, because we have listeners, you know about this, all over the United States, all over the world. They're down in the 954. They're in the Northeast. And matter of fact, former Raven standout player and coach reached out last week to kind of help line me out, set me straight. I need that once in a while. Remember we were talking about S&T, Missouri S&T? Yeah. John Dolan reached out, a little text said, hey, Science and Technology, you remember them? And I remember them when he said this as School of Mines down in Rolla. So anyway, Coach Dolan, John, it's so good to have you listening, and glad to have you along. John Dolan, one of the nicest guys. The only person that I know who's nicer than John Dolan, probably Marilyn, his wife. Delightful people. Glad to have you listening. Here's the kick away, end over end, high, and Ravens are going to let it bounce into and out the end zone. It'll be 1st and 10 BC on the touchback. 7:51 to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine, so far, 61 total yards, but has 56 of them on one play.
Yeah, the long pass to Jacob Gathright for Benedictine this afternoon. How about this? Only 2 first downs, 6 total plays for 61 yards. Grandview, 14 plays for 65 yards. So they only have 2 first downs as well.
Benedictine, 1st and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Long count, quarterback Jackson Dooley will hand off Witherspoon, starts right, runs into a crowd, gets bear hugged by his numerical counterpart, and he's going to be thrown to the ground by Kate Shetty.
Coming into that play, Benedictine had only 5 net rushing yards. Well, that's not going to do anything to help it. They're going to say, though, that Dalton Witherspoon was able to get back to the line of scrimmage, so it'll bring up now a 2nd and 10.
And again, we talked a moment ago. Last week, William Woods rushed for negative yardage. So the Viking rush defense just pretty salty out there. 2nd down, 10, Benedictine. Ravens are going to have a pair of receivers to the wide left side. Jackson's back, throws to his running back coming out of the backfield, who's going to be hit as he gets across the line of scrimmage, and Tanner Zimmerman just not going to be able to get much over there. He tried to stretch it out, but the defensive end, Jackson Filer.
Jackson Filer is the guy we talked about in the pregame. You got to know where he is, at least pre-snap. He's a guy who, you know, won a JUCO National Championship, played at Iowa last year, and now here at Grandview.
Third down long. Ravens with a third down, 7 from their own 28. Again, Dooley's back, throwing up the screen. Hit as he catches it, drags the defender, but short of the first down. And the Ravens are going to go 3 and out on the 6 sequences. Defensive tackle Aaron Brown is in there to make the stop. And BC getting some short yardage on, again, a pass to Tanner Zimmerman. Here comes Cullen Bruner out there to punt it away.
Quick little possession right there, 3 and out. So at the 6:08 mark, they're going to put a toe to it.
We haven't seen a ton of punts this season, although this is only game 3, but we're going to see a lot more of them today, I feel, than we have all season long. This kick is another really good one. It turns over. Return man's going to take it at the 25, gets to the 30, outside, takes a block 40. He's got room. Being chased by Zim at the 50. Raymond territory down to the 46-yard line.
That time the tackle over there for Benedictine is going to be Joseph Abrams, a 6'3" sophomore defensive end out of Tomball.
Great return of a superb kick. And, Gus, I'll be real honest, that kick was so high, so deep, and hung so well, I think coverage overran it.
Yeah, I mean, that was a great punt right there by Cullen Bruner. And the first guy down there for the Ravens had a shot at a big hit, but he kind of slowed up at the last second. That allowed the return man to juke around him and pick up good yardage into Raven territory at the 46-yard line.
Trailing Benedictine 7-3. They'll begin. The Vikings will. Their possession at the BC 46. Warring back to throw. Plenty of time. Over the middle. Caught. Leaping catch. 30-25. Left side 20-15. And running out of bounds to avoid contact is Jonah Maizawa. And Jonah out of Honolulu, Hawaii, 6-foot-tall senior. He just leaped into the air, pulled that thing down, and Jackson Waring, you could see where he was a Division I kind of a guy, attended during his freshman year, Illinois State University. That didn't pan out, transferred back home to Des Moines, where he plays now for Grandview, out of Ankeny, Iowa, so he's a hometown kid there. And I'm sure Grandview's glad to have his services. First down and 10 at the 12, deep in Raven territory. QB stutters, waits for the blocking. Look at that. That is a big boy play when you've got the nerve to stand there and let that blocking develop and then pick up a couple of 3 yards and then deftly step out of bounds.
Yeah, I mean, he just kind of stood flat-footed, waited for the blocking to develop out front of him, pushes forward. Now, we are finally under 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. 7-3 Ravens.
Not a lot of points, but a lot of possessions so far in this game. It is a second down and a long 8 at the Benedictine 10-yard line. Wing to the left side, 2 split wide to the right. Back to throw again, the quarterback with time over the middle. It's tipped and intercepted. Picked off at the 10, stepped in front of by Zachary Lacombe. Wow, this is reminiscent of game 1.
How about that? That's his third interception of the season. He had a pick 6 in week 1 against Morningside, an interception last week, and now one right there stepping right in front of the intended receiver on a nice little slant play. Great job by Lacombe, and the Raven defense takes one away.
What team leads the nation in interceptions?
Let's say this one right here.
You're exactly right. Benedictine leading the country in interceptions coming into the game here today. Adding to it right there with a big pickoff. And
they only had 12 interceptions all of last season. They've got 9 already this year.
And here we are, first and 10 at the 15-yard line. 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens have the ball up by 4. Motion, QB back, looking, throwing. Has Gathright just kind of set down, and he'll take the ball right at the first down marker. They're going to move the chains. Skylar James with the coverage. Now, I'll give Grandview this, because they do a really good job of recruiting at home. I mean, you see so many Iowa kids, and of those, so many Metroplex Des Moines kids.
Out of the 22 guys listed on the defensive two deep, There are only two players not from Iowa, and that is Aaron Brown from Houston and Lamont Washington from Kansas City, Missouri.
Here comes your first and 10 call. Benedictine. Back to throw. Looking. Rolling. Now, just going to ground this one. Jackson Dooley throws it into the ground.
They were setting up a screen over here to the near side for Xavier Ugorji, and that's a play that's going to work. But that time, Grandview had it sniffed out. They had a linebacker that was kind of trailing that play and ready for it. And for Benedictine, great job by Jackson Dooley to just throw that thing away and not try to force one in there.
LeBron Jackson was in for that play. He's going to check out as Benedictine rotates the play in and rotates in receivers. They're going to shift very wide to the right side with a new receiver over there at 15. If that's going to be Dooley, they're going to go a little bit of a wildcat. Snap goes back, looking for a block. It never materializes. There's a couple of yards picked up. The Ravens have run that wildcat a number of times because I don't remember it like ever being like just like fantastically successful yet.
I mean, you'd have to go back like 2 years ago over in Canton. It worked really well against Culver. But, yeah, I mean, not that it hasn't worked. It's just not been a big play like you've been looking for maybe out of it.
So Ugorji's going to go back over to the right side, set up as a, kind of a slot over there. And now he'll come motion to the left. Quarterback has to go down with one hand to take the long snap. Rolling right, Dooley. Chase, running, rolling, throwing deep downfield. He's got a man, and does he make the catch? Is he interfered with? They're just going to say he must have been out of bounds, and there's no call.
Wow. That time he realized. So you look down the field, Jacob Gathright realizes that the snap went errant and that something had to happen. So he just takes off flying down the field, finds Jackson, and turns around. Dooley threw it in his vicinity, tried to give his receiver a chance to come back to the ball, but he wasn't able to make that reception.
Inside 3 minutes to go in quarter number one. Ravens are going to be punting again. Cullen getting a huge workout. We're still in the first quarter. This boot is away, and it's another great kick. My goodness, he's playing well. And this time it's going to bounce at the 25. The return man, I think, lost it in the sun. And it's going to go out of bounds at the 21-yard line. You could see as he was looking up for the football, St. Johnson suddenly throws his hands up in front of his eyes and says, I just can't see it. And he kind of backs away. And a long kick is aided by a nice bounce. It'll be first and 10 Grandview from their own 21-yard line as they flip the field.
But how about the Ravens? Their first possession, they were able to just work the ball down the field, do what they wanted, get into the end zone and score that touchdown. But the last three possessions have just not been there for this Raven offense. They've had three consecutive punts.
If I'm Grandview's coaching staff, I'm telling my guys, look, you gave up one play today. Other than that, you've been fantastic. First and 10. QB's going to hand off a little running play to start this sequence and bouncing outside and pushed out of bounds after a 3-yard gain. Here on the near side is going to be Dalton Van Pelt, the starting running back who had 18 carries for 100 yards last week. I'm not sure that wasn't his first touch this afternoon. And he was following a guy who, if I'm running back, I'm following Noah Clark. Noah, 6'3", 275. Yeah, you know he's out of Des Moines. Of course he is.
Alex Van Pelt today, how about this? Only 3 carries, 7 yards, so.
You know, it just occurs to me that this entire Grandview team doesn't even do their own laundry. They can take it home and mom can do it, every one of them. Quarterback's back to throw, shows the short pass, and it's going to be caught at the line of scrimmage, taken there by Nate Wilcoxon. And when it looked like he was going to get a first down, the Raven defense stands him up and brings him down. It's going to bring up a third down, too.
Yeah, great job right there for Benedictine getting over there and making the stop on the play. That's going to be Joe Gaines, the redshirt freshman out of Houston, Texas, playing that linebacker spot. Now, for Grandview, they're looking at a third and one, and you got to think this is where they try to dial up the power game. They're going to stay in the gun.
No one in the backfield with Waring. It is third and one at their own 30. QB's going to keep it himself, run straight ahead, and he's going to get it just stretching forward. But, man, Gus, the 6'3", 215-pound quarterback took a beating on that play.
Yeah.
He got held up, and then two defenders just come in and really, really hit him down.
Yeah, the Ravens did a good job of stopping him, but not get before he was able to pick up the first down. He needed one. He picked up about a yard and a half right there, and so they'll keep the sticks moving. Good to see on that last play out there for the Ravens. You saw Cole Johnson into the ballgame.
Just over a minute to go in the opening quarter. Benedictine with a 7-3 lead. First and 10. Grandview in this battle of nationally ranked teams. Two top teams in this conference. QB going deep. Over to Middle, he's got his man, and he's going to score. 30-20. There's no one catching him. Touchdown, Grandview. And I'm going to tell you what. The pass was spectacular, and Lewis Brooks took it in stride. And even though he was being defended by Blomquist, there was no way that he was going to get caught. Touchdown, Grandview.
It was just one of those plays, right? It was just a perfect throw right there by quarterback Jackson Waring. Brooks never slowed down on that reception and walks into the end zone. And now on for the point after is going to be the kicker Corey Wood. Last week, a perfect 7 of 7 on PATs.
Got your punter Krushvitz holding the ball. Right foot soccer style kicker Corey Wood is tiny. They've listed him at 5'7". They're fibbing. Here's the kick. Hit us up. And even at 5'5", he's able to put it through the uprights, and we're going to get a timeout. Grandview takes the lead for the first time this afternoon. We're taking a break 54 seconds to go in the first. It is Vikings 10, Ravens 7.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
We mentioned that the kicker, Corey Wood, who's called 5'7", is really 5'5", but he does not kick off. He's strictly point kicker. Their punter and holder is also their kickoff specialist, Cody Krushvitz, because he's a big guy, high, end-over-end kick. Ravens are going to field it at the 3. Cutting to the middle of the field and now across to the right to the 15, and uprooted, and Dalton Witherspoon is going to be unceremoniously tackled at the 20-yard line. Ravens with 49 seconds to go in that quarter, first and 10.
That time, Michael Banks able to get down there and make the stop on the play for Grandview. Michael Banks out of, no surprise here, Iowa. This time, Van Meter.
Here comes BC, and who do I see coming into the game but Tyler Watson? Haven't seen a lot of Tyler here today, I don't think. 6'2" junior out of Hillsboro, Missouri. Last week, he had a catch for 28. He's going to be winged over to the right side. The handoff is going to go to Witherspoon. He'll try to bounce outside. There's nothing doing. He's just going nowhere. Second down 10.
Right now, the Ravens really struggling to run the ball against this Grandview defense. This afternoon, Benedictine start looking at their rushing numbers. They have, what, a rushing first down and, yeah, only. I'll come back to you here in a second and let you know what we did. There we go. 5 attempts today for 8 yards.
Margo Puyana into the game. He'll come wide to the left side. LeBron is in the game. It's a slot. They'll hand off to the running back. No, quarterback's going to try to roll to the right, and he's just buried. You can hear the groan from the crowd. Is trying to scoot to the right side. Jackson Dooley is hit by 2 defenders simultaneously, the first of which was Lamont Washington, and the Ravens are going to lose yardage. And Gus, you always wonder, which came first, chicken or egg? Is it the Raven offense sputtering? Is it this Grandview defense really good? We'll think about that as we take a break at the end of the opening quarter. One in the books here in Atchison, Kansas. It's been everything we thought it would be, a great ball game. Going to the second, Vikings 10, Benedictine 7.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Have you along with us here at Wilcox Stadium on the beautiful Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. It's what, 80 degrees kickoff time, but, you know, it's not sunny. It's very overcast and relatively low-hanging clouds. So we're you know, no bright direct sunlight here today.
I'm looking for Doc at any minute.
Doc has been over here. I'm sure he's at Rosecrans by now. Here comes BC. Third down, 13 at their own 18-yard line. The defense steps up. Looks like they may be bringing some linebackers. Quarterback back to throw. Stepping up, rolling left. He's going to be hit. Is he sacked? Is it a safety or not?
He's down at the one.
Jackson, very lucky that the official did not just say you're tackled in the end zone. He's going to lose about 15 yards. Going the wrong direction is Jackson Filer, the defensive end, slings him to the ground. And the Raven offense, Gus, right now is looking for something good to happen, and they're going to have a problem kicking this away. Cullen Bruner heels on the back of the end zone. He's only got a 10-yard drop.
Yeah, they're going to really be asking him to put some leg into one. As the wind is starting to pick up, you look over there towards the south, and you can see the flag starting to stand.
There's your snap, and there's your kick. The wind is going to knock it down as he's booting into that breeze. It's caught at the 40. Breaks a tackle, 35, 30, and out of bounds on the near side. It's going to be a short field for Grandview. They lead by a 10-7 score, and they have the football with momentum, with field position, and it's going to be first and 10 Vikings at the Benedictine 26-yard line. Coming back into the game, quarterback Jackson Waring. Now, you look at his numbers, you're saying he's not so hot. He's 4 of 11. I could go 4 of 11. But those four were for 133 yards and a touchdown. So he has made the best of those completions. And with a tiny little running back to his left, 6'3", Jackson Waring, sets the call signals. He'll hand it over to Timmy Nimley. Nimley at 5'8" is really 5'6". Heath Baker at 6'3", who's really 6'4", grabs him and bear hugs him. And when he makes the tackle, I'm looking around for Nimley because underneath Heath, he kind of disappears.
Yeah, and they're going to actually give Heath the tackle for loss. They're going to say loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up a second and 11. Great job at the backside defensive end for the Ravens, able to get upfield and make the hit. For Grandview, that's kind of what they've done today, right? They've tried a few plays, but... Put 20 seconds back on the clock.
They're just trying to stop it.
But right now, Grandview has been able to, you know, run the ball a little bit. It's not been overly successful, but it's been the big play, right? The long pass you had to your tight end early on, the touchdown pass that they were able to get over there to Lewis Brooks of 68 yards. Those plays are really going to skew your stats.
From the Benedictine 27-yard line, second down 11, Grandview. QB back, three-step drop, looks right, throws right, an undefeated receiver coming out of the backfield, takes it at the 30, goes right side, 25, and bumped out of bounds right at the 20-yard line. So he's going to get about 7-8 yards on that carry. It'll bring up for Grandview a third down call at the Benedictine 20. Time of possession would reflect how close this game is. The two teams have had almost identical times at 8:01 and 7:45. So you go up and down the numbers, this game is absolutely as close as the scoreboard says. It's as close as we expected that it might be. And before this third down call, we're going to get the second timeout by Grandview. Let's do it. Joseph, taking a break with 13:20 to go in the first half. Remains Grandview 10, Benedictine 7.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes. 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
A quick return to Wilcox Stadium. Quarterback Jackson Waring going to take the snap. He's just going to boot to the left side, trying to get to the corner, trying to turn it upfield. And gosh, he is so close. Has he got it? The officials are looking, and oh, that's a pretty good spot. But they're still not saying first down.
Go.
Now it comes. First and 10, right at where he needed to be. And here's the thing. Jackson Waring is not that fast, but the blocking for him was so good that the defenders couldn't work through that and get him out of play any more quickly. First and 10, Grandview now at the 16. The pitch, running back, right side, 15, 10, spins 360, dives down to the 8-yard line, an elusive athletic run to the right side by Lewis Brooks.
That time the Ravens over there to make the stop, and it's going to be Cole Johnson. Cole's a guy who we weren't really sure how much we were going to see out of him today out there, and he's more of a pass rush specialist that time, making the stop on the run play. Now, I know how much you love that last play, right? Under center, quarterback turns and tosses it to the wide side of the field. I know you like a short side.
Gotta
field,
love,
but
I do love the short side. Running back Dalton Van Pelt. He'll go motion to the left side out of the backfield. Second down, 7. Quarterback's going to keep it himself. He'll break a tackle and gets out of bounds. Here's what I tell you: what Jackson Waring does really, 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 really well. Hey, it's good to see you. How you doing, young man?
That time, Jackson Waring did a nice job of finding the sticks, angling towards the first down, and they're going to give it to him just outside the 5-yard line. It'll be first and goal there for the Grandview offense.
I'll tell you what, what Jackson Waring does, he gets stepped out of bounds before anybody makes any contact with him. Okay? He avoids the hit. He avoids getting banged around too much. And now he's got his team set up on a first and goal down to the 5-yard line. Motion will come to the right side, short side. Quarterback's going to hand off to that motion man. He'll spin into the middle and take it down to the 2. Knifing his way toward the end zone is going to be Zane Johnson. It'll bring up a second down goal. Heath Baker stopped the score with that play right there.
So for the Raven defense, they're going to be asked to flex their muscle again on this possession. Grandview has been down here on, their third possession of the ballgame and had to settle for a 24-yard field goal. Now the Ravens are going to be called upon to do about the same thing here.
We're cruising along in the second quarter, 11.5 to play in the first half. Grandview having scored on its previous possession, looking to score on back-to-back drives. And again, running back to the right side of Waring. The ball at the 2. QB's back with time. Looking right, throwing right. Fade pattern back in the end zone. Batted away and knocked away deep in the corner. That's incomplete. And that was a really nice defensive play by Javai Blomquist. As he timed that leap, got a hand in the air, and like a volleyball player, slapped that thing away.
Javai, 5'9". If he's 5'11", he makes that interception, right? He sat back, saw the ball, waited for it to come down before he went up and knocks it away from the receiver. Great job right there by the Ravens safety. And now it's going to be a third and goal for Grandview. And now in the back of your mind, if your offensive coordinator, Derek Fulton, is trying to figure out, okay, if this one doesn't work, this is probably 4-down territory.
You think? Well, first of all, you got to be worried about Jackson doing it because you can imagine him taking a sprint to the corner, but we're going to get a timeout by Grandview to talk about it before the play. Taking a break. 11-12 to go in the half in Atchison. Grandview 10, Benedictine 7.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
In the second quarter this afternoon. Welcome back, everybody, to Atchison, Kansas. College football on CARE Radio. Grandview has taken the lead at 10-7 on their last possession. Now they are third and goal at the Raven 3-yard line. Coming out of the timeout, let's see what they've drawn up. Coach Woodley over there.
Quarterback draw.
It's got to be a quarterback run, doesn't it? And there it is, a quarterback draw. He's in trouble. The Ravens sniff that baby out, and Isaac Anderson says, not on my watch. There's got to be holding flags down there, aren't they?
Got a couple penalty markers that came in late. The Grandview offensive linemen are all clapping. They seem okay, but I'm like, I'd be less worried about the penalties, more worried about protecting my quarterback.
Taking plenty of time talking this thing over. The markers are down, one at the 4 and one at like the 7 or something maybe.
Face mask. Defense. Half the distance to the goal. Automatic first down.
That is just a killer for this Raven defense, who had made a tremendous stand. As a matter of fact, they pushed him back to the 10-yard line, so halfway to the goal is down at the 5. And did he say first down?
Yeah, automatic first down.
Okay, so the marker across the way of the down box, pay no attention to that, which says third.
Been right half the time maybe today.
Okay, well, this is the other half. First down and goal at the 5-yard line. The crew here today has just been remarkable. Now they move it down to the 2-yard line. They're confused. They're struggling. They're kind of out of sync. They are having a hard day. First and goal at the 2. Quarterback from under center is going to hand off, and walking into the end zone untouched, it is going to be Dalton Van Pelt. Grandview stretches its lead. 10:54 to go in the first half. And absolutely nobody, Gus, put a hand on the 5'11 junior from Van Meter, Iowa. PAT coming up for Corey Wood. Corey, little right foot kicker out there. It is down and up and just snakes inside the right upright. Taking a break. Joseph, we're out of timeout. Grandview extends its lead at 10:54 to go in the opening half. It is now Vikings 17, Benedictine 7.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Getting set to return the kickoff. Now, Gus, do the Ravens have to score with this possession? No. Do they really need to do something with this ball this time? Yeah, probably. Because you've seen Grandview now roll off 17 unanswered points.
Well, for Grandview, they've scored on 3 of the last 4 possessions. So I think for Benedictine, it's not a must score, but you really need to start getting serious about scoring.
Take it at the 5, the left side of the 20, and out of bounds, somewhere around the 25-yard line. We'll see where they're going to mark him out over there across the way on the Grandview sideline. And for the Ravens, here comes the offense. Benedictine going to have to get, you know, maybe a little in sync, a little ebb and flow, a little something going on out here. 10:48 to go, first half. Xavier Ugorji is in the game for Benedictine.
Xavier Ugorji is a guy who the Ravens have, you know, he had such a great game up at Morningside, but the Ravens have kind of gotten away from him a little bit, need to find a way to get him reacclimated to the offense.
Snap is back, pass left flat. It's going to be taken and advanced to around the 30-yard line by Jacob Gathright. So quick hitter, quick 8, Prince Brown is over there. They have, guess if you'll notice, it seems like a lot of the tackles on those Raven passes have been made by Prince Brown. Kind of makes me think that Benedictine is looking at him or toward him when they're deciding where to go with that football. Second down and a pair. Ravens at their 30. Dooley steps up, takes a snap, going to keep it himself. Now, I don't know who he was throwing that to, but it's somebody, probably in the Abbey.
Is that going to be a grounding?
That was just a remarkable throw that went.
Now, the quarterback was never in the grasp is going to be my
There's the marker.
But, yeah.
Wow.
Intentional grounding. number 15 of the offense. Ball will be placed at the spot of the foul. That is a loss of down. Third down.
Okay, see, my problem here is I think that he was looking to throw it downfield, and I just think that pass was errant by about 20 yards. Honestly goodness, because it was wide to the left. It was nowhere near the field of play, and he was not rushed. It's not like he was under duress or something. He just threw the ball out there to the track. Ravens looking now at a third down, and let's call it seven if they're on 25. Motion right. They're going to overload the wide side of the field, and back to throw again is going to be Dooley. He's going to be chased. He's going to be hit. He's going to be sacked again, and Jackson Dooley having no success throwing the football. Casey Trudeau, the defensive end, tackles him. And for Jackson Dooley here today, guys, he's got a lot of negative yardage.
Yeah, Jackson right now struggling a little bit, and here's where your quarterback coach slash offensive coordinator slash head coach can help him out quite a bit, because Coach Osborne, having been a quarterback, understands what's happening out there. You're going to have to get quicker passes, get the ball out of Jackson's hands quicker, and not allow that defense to be able to get into the backfield.
Jackson on four carries is minus 28 yards. This is another kick into the wind, which the wind knocks down, and it's going to be fair caught in Benedictine territory at the 45-yard line. And so, again, Grandview, Gus, is going to utilize some really good field position, beginning a series on the BC side of the field, and leading by 10 and 9:20 to go in the first half. Grandview coming out on offense at the Raven 45. I don't need much more of that foghorn business. I don't know about you. I'm not sure what that's all about. Didn't they used to do something like that, like at Candlestick Park when Barry Bonds hit a home run or something?
What is it? It's is it Hunger Games?
I
might be wrong. I didn't watch it, but
yeah, I got no
idea. I think that's what it is.
It's obnoxious. First and 10 at the 45. Snap back. QB will wrap around, handoff left side, angling to the outside. Great blocking, and there he goes, 40, 35, down the left side, and finally, getting pushed out of bounds on the near side.
Yeah, and he's also going to get a 15-yard penalty added to the end of that.
Extra
that
shove.
Shove that was, you know, 5 yards out of bounds.
And here's what's happening. The Raven defenders are frustrated because they're being blocked. They're not getting to the ball carrier. And when he finally gets over there, young man makes contact, out of play. And so a 17, 18-yard run is going to turn into a 30, 35-yard play.
15-yard penalty from the end of the run. Automatic first down.
And Benedictine, guys, they're kind of up against it right now. Not playing well, not having things going for them. And Grandview showing why they are in the top four in the nation, because they are moving the football. Here they come. Vikings wide to the left side, wide to the right side. Quarterback is under center, hands off, going old school, 15, 10, 9, 8-yard line, just busting into the middle for seven.
Zach Lacombe comes up and makes a stop right there for the Raven defense, and Benedictine going to get some fresh faces out there. They're going to bring in five substitutions for this second down call. Good to see Fabian Njika back this week. He will check out on this second down play, but he's a guy who got bumped up a little bit up in Sioux City in week one, sat out last week, and good to see him back.
We're seeing Grandview taking out one of their regular tackles, and they're going to bring in kind of a tight end, put him up at the line of scrimmage, and then break him out for this play. Quarterback under center again is going to hand off, and this time as he tries to go into the right side, we're going to find good, solid defense in the middle for Benedictine. Isaac Anderson doing what Isaac does, making immediate contact and holding the ball carrier to no gain. It'll bring up a third down now and four at the Raven 10.
We're also seeing a lot out of, if you look out there at the defensive end spot for Benedictine, you're going to see number 15. That is not Jackson Tooley. That is Joseph Abrams, a 6'3", 210-pound defensive end out of Tomball.
Everybody staying in tight for Grandview. Doesn't mean that they're going to really run the football. QB's back, going to pitch, going to the right side, looking for the edge, hit it behind the line of scrimmage, and defended very nicely. Carrying the ball is 12, and I don't, is it in a 12?
12 is going to be Tate Stein-Smith. Yeah, he's a 6-foot senior running back out of Adel, Iowa, but that time Jackson Hoskins, How about the cornerbacks? Not usually guys you think of making tackles. That time did a great job fighting off the defender and making a stop in the backfield.
Well, Corey Woods out there, he's going to go for a 29-yard field goal effort off the right hash mark. It is down and up and airborne and good, and that will now make 20 consecutive points. No, it's not good. It went wide to the right side.
Yeah, he just kicked that thing straight. And all that was set up by a high snap, and Krushvitz couldn't get it down well enough. And so the kick is going to go errant, and we are going to see the Ravens put their offense back out on the field.
Got a media timeout.
So, you want to take it?
Take an immediate timeout. They're getting it, Joseph. We're getting it. Let's do that. Timeout. 7:08 to go in the half in Atchison, of Kansas. It is Grandview 17, Benedictin 7.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7. Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy tastes good.
Great crowd here this afternoon, but I say that every week. There's always a great crowd here at Wilcox Stadium when the Ravens are at home. Here's a really difficult part to kind of get your head around. We got three home games left now after today. Three home games left.
And some just terrible trips, right?
Some long trips. Then it's going to start next week. We'll be talking about next week's journeys here as the afternoon goes on. BC's going to shift. A wing over to the left side, play action, Dooley, back to throw. He's again running for his life. He keeps running backward. I'm not sure what in the world he's thinking. Now it's going to be another intentional grounding. And
he's outside the tackle box, but the ball didn't make it back to the line of scrimmage.
And there's no receivers closed. And now the officials are going to come up here and try to break things up a little bit. And Jackson, if you're going to get rid of the ball, I mean, don't turn around and, you know, head north, okay?
Yeah,
there's the marker. It should come out.
Didn't get it past the line of scrimmage.
Grounding offense, number 15. The throw was from the end zone by rule. That is a safety.
And Jackson seems confused, and again, doing that in the end zone is a safety, so Jackson Dooley gives up two more points to Grandview, and he's coming over pleading his case, but he's wrong.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. He was outside the tackle box. There was no receiver in the area, but you also didn't throw it past the line of scrimmage, so out of the three things necessary, you did one. And Coach Osborne is fighting the case, too. He doesn't feel like it, or he feels like he had a receiver somewhat near.
And he could have. I absolutely didn't see
unless
him. But that doesn't
was,
mean that he wasn't out there. I'm not going to say
unless he was tucked right here on this sideline and we didn't. We lost him with
are
the
we going to review this?
Group.
Is this like the first time in... In
I don't know if
BC history the fifth
says,
is this reviewable?
Don't think you can review a grounding.
Yep, they're done. Add the 2 points on the board, Joseph. We're staying here. It is now 19-7. A rather unlikely kind of score. And Grandview couldn't hit their three a moment ago, but they get two and the ball back, which is probably, if you're them, better yet anyway, right? Ravens are going to be kicking off into the wind, but the wind has subsided considerably. The flags on the northeast corner of the stadium are just kind of dangling from their respective poles, and Grandview's return guys settling into their own 15-yard line, because you've got to understand, coming off of a safety, you're not kicking away from the 35, you're kicking away from the 20, and you can either free kick this or now, in more modern times, you can put the ball on a tee, which is what the Ravens do, and here's the kick away. Not a really good one. It's going to be taken at the 21-yard line. 35 across the field and at the 40. So Grandview will put its offense back out on the field. They have been out on the field for, gosh, most of this ball game, to be very candid.
Yeah, most of this ball game has been the Grandview offense out on the field. I mean, I took a look at the stats here in just a second, but Grandview having a nice first half for them, right? They find themselves up a dozen, and all of a sudden, we've got a stat we'll share with you at half, but let's just say the Ravens don't want to trail at half.
Okay, yeah, for sure that. First and 10. Here comes the Grandview offense. Waring is under center. Lewis Brooks is back about 70 yards deep behind him as a running back. Head up is going to be a little jet sweep off to the motion man to the left side. Gets to the corner. Going to be drug out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. Going out at the 40, and that is the line of scrimmage. There is no gain for Isaiah Toki.
So Grandview this afternoon, 33 plays, 234 yards. Benedictine, 19 plays, 58 total yards here. Third down efficiency, Benedictine 0 of 5 on third down. Grandview right now clipping at 4 of 8, so hitting about half of their third down conversions.
Grandview's in no hurry. They got lots of time. They got lots of lead, and they're just going to try to execute their offense to the best of their ability, moving Dalton Van Pelt out of the backfield. Going to the left side, they've been Waring back there, and they'll run to the right side, looking for the edge. Waring is going to, as he gets nearer the sideline, he turns up and really picks up a little more than he thought maybe he was going to get. He'll pick up a couple, 3 yards over there, pushed out of bounds, short of the 45-yard line. They're going to call him out at the 43, third down 7.
Ravens are going to bring Isaac Anderson back in for this third down call and take out Tim Glazer.
Here comes a big, big call for the Raven defense. Guess are they going three down front? No, now they're going to bring up a fourth man. Blake Castile is going to be over there on the left side, on the outside. Third down. Ravens looking to stop the Grandview offense. The blitz is on from the slot, and the pass over the middle is hit and dropped. Wide open into the hands of the running back, Van Pelt, and just doesn't hold on. Nope, that was, you're right, Peyton Good. And he just doesn't hold on to it.
That time the Ravens came with a little bit of a delayed blitz. It was Javai Blomquist coming through untouched. The quarterback, Jackson Waring, had to rush that throw a little bit, but it was the slant pattern. That time he rushed that throw and threw it behind his intended receiver, Peyton Goody. And now we'll see Grandview punt for the first time in a long time. They punted on their first two possessions, haven't done it since.
Jay Sean stands at the Benedictine 15. It's a fake, going to the right side. He's got a first down and a half a yard to spare, and that's all he wants. What a great job by Grandview of just drawing in the Benedictine special teams. They outfoxed him. They keep the drive alive. And, Gus, I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm no Grandview fan. I'm going to tell you, I can give a list of reasons. There's one big one, but here's one thing I got to say. Joe Woodley's a pretty good coach. 50 consecutive wins in the regular season for Grandview and Coach Woodley.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
That's an interesting one. I didn't realize that.
Didn't know that one? Mm-hmm. See? Yeah, you'd think I'm not doing game prep. 5-16 and rolling to go toward halftime. Yeah. Here we go. First and 10 across midfield. Vikings at the Benedictine 48. Hand off right side, bouncing to the edge. And again, they just get to the outside, and it looks like as they're stepping out of bounds, they somehow just turn it up and pick up that extra 1 or 2 or maybe even 3 yards.
That time the tackle over there for Benedictine is going to be made by Abram Phillips, the 5'11 junior linebacker out of Olathe North High School.
Benedictine has only been in the red zone one time today, and they ultimately scored a touchdown on that possession. But time of possession is really starting to stretch out in favor of the Vikings here. Second down at the Benedictine 45-yard line. Second down, 7 to go. Back to throw again is going to be Waring. Steps up. He's going to run. He's going to be hit. Keeps his balance. Great play. 35, 30, 25, 20. Big block, 15 is coming back. There was a big block, all right, but it was a clip. And here's another late penalty.
It's the same thing. You're going to have a blindside block now. Here's what you've got to keep an eye out for. Is it going to be a blindside block with targeting? Right? Because anytime you have that crackback block, a lot of times you can see a targeting attached to it.
Okay. First of all, Jackson Waring, as they sort this penalty out, as he's going down the field, Gus.
Blindside block. Number 30. Offense. a 15-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
I'll tell you what, he's a loper.
There you go.
Isn't he?
Yeah. He's one of those guys who, as he runs, and you talk about it, it doesn't look like he's moving fast, but he's putting a lot of distance between, you know, you and himself, and that time he did just that. It didn't look like much was going on, but he was able to get into the end zone. It's coming back with the blindside block. Ball will come all the way back out to the 35-yard line.
Peyton Good coming out of the ball game, and Isaiah Toki is going to come back in for Grandview. A couple of undefeated teams going at it here in the heart of American Athletic Conference in a game that means pretty much nothing as far as the conference is concerned to make it the game of the week, but it's irrelevant for conference standings. This is the North team and a South team. But a couple of nationally ranked teams play, and that's always worth a little look-see, and we're going to get another Grandview timeout. Taking a break, Joseph. Grandview taking a TO. We'll do it. 4:26 to go in the half. It's Vikings 19, Benedictine 7.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Lots of things going on in around the Benedictine campus this weekend. It seems like there's always some event or something happening here around BC. We want to welcome you here today. This is, by the way, Atchison Community and Founders Day. So you got that going on here this afternoon. First and 10 coming out of the timeout. No timeouts left for the Vikings, guys. Benedictine still has their full complement of three. First and 10 at the 35-yard line. QB's going to hand off, going right side. It's Van Pelt, turns, gets a block. Ball pops loose, it's on the ground. Who's gotten it? The lineman for Grandview just happened to be in the right place. Jason Weiland, the center, dives on it.
We're going to get a late flag right there where the two guys were diving at the football.
Flag on the play.
Rarely ends well, right?
Jason Weiland, the center. So probably got pretty good hands. And he's a big cat, 6'3", 290. Coach probably tells him, you see that ball rolling around, pretend it's like a cheeseburger. Just dive on that thing.
These officials might
after be
the
play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 10 of the defense. That's a 15-yard penalty from the end of the run and an automatic first down.
So Benedictine continues to have some issues, just with some penalties. And that is a big one. The drive is kind of stalling out there. Now it's going to go back the other way, picking up the first down, moving the ball all the way down inside the 20-yard line.
So right now Benedictine, if it included that one, five penalties for 42 yards on the afternoon. So just too many penalties right now.
Down at the 18-yard line, deep in Raven territory. Quarterback draw again. He'll go left, gets a great block, goes to the 10, to the 7, to the 6. And again, that was just an upright block. And I'm watching. I don't know if that was a linebacker or who it was standing on the right side. He comes up, and he just kind of stops because a big lineman came up and just stood up in front of him. And I don't think they even had contact like a block. But he just said, I can't get through you. I can't get around you. So I kind of surrender this play.
Yeah, you look out on the field, though. Benedictine has a lot of these defensive players with hands on their hips because they've been out there the entire half, right? The offense hasn't really helped them yet today.
Second down and a yard. And that's going to be the first down, and that's going to be a touchdown for the Vikings. Just running around and running through the Benedictine defense. This time it's going to be Tim Nimely out of Muscatine.
So for Tim, that's going to be his first touchdown of the season, the 5'8", 190-pound senior running back, able to punch that one in, and we're going to give that about a 9-yard run.
I would say that sounds about right. PAT coming up here for Corey Wood. Ravens are in, because they're in trouble of this going really wrong this afternoon. It's down, point is up, and I wait now. Unlike the field goal a moment ago, this PAT is good. Taking a break, Joseph. 3:21 to go in the first half. 26 unanswered Grandview points. Vikings 26, Benedictine 7.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
As we return to Wilcox Stadium, sun is kind of peeking out between some of these big clouds that we've had over the area this morning. And I don't think it's going to be out for long. It's going to be kind of ducking in and out. Ravens offense, it popped out to start the ball game, but it's kind of hidden away since then. 26 unanswered Viking points. And for BC, this is going to be a big possession. They need to let that thing go into the end zone. It will. And get the ball from a touchback in the Raven offense, because they just got to do something. I mean, bottom line is, since that first score, they've done nothing.
Yeah, you talk about it. Since that first score, the Ravens have punted 5 times and given up a safety on their last offensive possession. So you got to realize that they gave up the safety and then had to punt the ball back to Grandview where they went down and scored. So right now the Ravens, the tall hill to climb.
Motion to the left, QB left. There's a pass over to the far side. It is going to be caught, and it's going to be about a 5-yard gain, so a nice pickup on first down.
And I like that play call right there. Get the ball out of the hands of quarterback Jackson Dooley quickly. That time just took the snap, turned to his left, fired it out there into the flat. Picks up 5. It'll be 2nd and 5 for the Raven offense.
And when we say the offense hasn't done much and people are up, they're saying, well, you know, you got to back that up with some documentation. Fact check me a little bit. Ravens have 58 total yards in the game, minus 25 rushing, okay? That's not very much. Now, here's a nice pass over the middle, and it's going to be caught. Moving the sticks, going to be Jacob Gathright, who leaps to his feet and shows a little bit of emotion, which is something we've been missing.
Yeah, and that play was impressive as he jumped over the defender right there, able to pick up a few more yards out nearing midfield. The ball just shy of the 45.
BC, 1st and 10, trying to move the ball. Clock running away. Grandview cannot stop it. They are out of timeouts. And there's another penalty.
Now, I got a real issue with this penalty. They're going to call a false start.
Number 25, offense, 5-yard penalty, still first down.
So the officials saw it, didn't call it. Grandview jumps up and down, and finally they just start throwing their hands up. And then the official comes in with the call. I get it takes a little moment to decide that that is a penalty, but again, let's get that flag out a little quicker if it's going to be a false start.
Ravens' 7th penalty of the first half, and what, 3 of them have been intentional grounding?
Yeah. Right now, the Ravens kind of showing that little lack of discipline early.
1st and 15, QB's rolling right, being pursued from behind, throws it downfield, and it's nearly picked off, should have been picked off a ball. Looking for Jay Sean, badly thrown and well underthrown, getting a hand on it defensively, Skylar James.
Yeah, that time Skylar James jumps up for the football, but a great job by Jay Sean Todd to come back to the football and knock it away. It'll bring up a 2nd and 10 with 2:08 left here in the first half.
Let's make that stretch at 2nd 15 here after that little penalty. 2nd down, long for the Ravens. 2 minutes to go in the half. BC going from left to right here in those black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, handoff, misdirection, Witherspoon. We've seen him carry the ball in a limited kind of a scope today. We'll pick up 4 of those yards. That is his 4th carry, because he was 3 carries, 3 yards before that touch.
And now we're to the 2-minute timeout.
Let's do it. Taking a break here in Atchison at the 2-minute timeout. It is Grandview 26, Benedictine 7.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Guys, still getting used to the 2-minute timeout. It's kind of a different thing. We've been seeing something similar, you know, at other levels of football, but it's new for us and for the coaches. I think they're still figuring out how to utilize that in their game plans.
Yeah, and you know, for Grandview, they're kind of liking the 2-minute timeout right now because they're out of timeouts, and so they would like to maybe see the ball back one more time as Benedictine's looking at a 3rd and 12, and the 2-minute timeout stops that clock, and now Benedictine looking to convert on their first 3rd down today. They are 0 of 5 today on 3rd downs.
Big call for the Ravens. Trips to the right side. QB looks that way, clears out. The pass is going to be caught, and it's right at the 1st down marker. The players along the near side say it's a 1st down, and the headline judge says it is. Across the 45-yard line, down to the 44, 1st and 10, Benedictine. And what they had done by putting a trio, a little diamond of receivers over here, they kind of outnumbered the defenders and got one guy outside. 1st and 10. BC will bounce outside. Witherspoon gets to the edge. A marker's down in the middle of what would have been the offensive line before that play started moving.
Yeah, it's going to be a hold. And at that time, Aaron Brown, the defensive tackle, got into the backfield, and the Raven offensive lineman reached up and just kind of corralled him.
Again, our crews take a little bit of time. They want to get this right. That's all we're looking for. Make sure that it's all good.
That's why I'm almost certain that this crew is from Iowa.
It could be. It's possible.
There's no foul on the play.
Oh, wow. Okay.
What do you say?
No foul on the play.
First down.
I'm going to tell you, I watched big Aaron Brown get in the backfield quickly, get pulled back, and they're going to say, maybe he didn't. The Ravens right now, we haven't talked much about Eddie Swolowski right now stepping in as your starting guard for Jacoby Hinton, who's out today.
2nd down, 8, BC at the 42. Quick pass right side. It's going to be caught and dropped by Gathright. Jacob had it. When he was doing, he was kind of thinking about running with the ball, and I think may have stolen a glance over his shoulder looking downfield.
He was trying to figure out, am I going to cut back into the field of play? Do I cut back to the sideline? And in doing so, just took his eye off the football and drops it. Now the Ravens are looking at a 3rd and 8.
Still plenty of time, 1:49 to go in the 1st half. BC at the 42-yard line of Grandview. Deep drop, quarterback's being chased, running for his life. Breaks the 1st tackle, throws into traffic, and that was a tremendous catch between 2 defenders. So give Jackson Dooley credit for eluding the defenders long enough to find Tyler Watson, and the 6'2 tight end is able to come down with that ball. That was a heck of a play. A little risky, but panned out.
Jackson having a few words with the white hat over there. He felt like he was probably hit out of bounds and might have something
Please
to say
the
there.
Game clock to 137.
So we're going to put 8 seconds back onto the play clock and push it back up to 1:37. Ravens trailing the Vikings right now, 26-7, but marching the ball down the field and get the ball right to start the 2nd half.
Yes, they do. They elected to defer, having won the flip of the coin.
137.
Jackson's out there talking to the officials, making sure they get some of the little technical things ironed out. And here we go. You'll notice at the top of the play clocks on each end of the end zone, there now is a game time clock also, besides the countdown clock. Quarterback's back, hit as he throws. He's got his man at the 15, 10, 5. Bumped out of bounds along the near side. Joseph Longafuiana. And tell you what, he was sprinting the defender. All he could do was give him a shove in the back and able to make him tumble out of play. What a nice play.
That time Tracy Davis was the cornerback over there. He had been beat on the route, but then he was able to reach up and push him out of bounds. Benedictine, now looking at this first and goal, they're going to bring in Tyler Watson, Tanner Zimmerman also into the ballgame right now. So you're going to go two big tight ends, stack them up to the right side.
Z's on the right side, and again, you've got your one running back at the backfield, first and goal. Plenty of time for the Ravens here. A minute 24, a couple of timeouts left. They have no rush here. Hand off, Witherspoon pushes toward the end zone, coming up just short. He's inside the 1 second down.
Here we go. Court Madsen now into the ballgame, and the Ravens also going to bring in a big offensive lineman. That's going to be K.J. Williams, big freshman out of Houston.
At court, of course, you know, the pride of Washburn Rural. Here comes the Benedictine offense. It'll bring up a second to goal inside the 1 yard line. The question is, how do you want to try to go about this? Do you give it to Witherspoon? He's kind of been your workhorse all season. Matter of fact, for the last two seasons, you got a quarterback perfectly capable of carrying the ball. Maybe just toss it out to somebody. Oh, look at that. We got a full house tee. Witherspoon follows the blocking into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravens. How about that? Give Court Madsen that snowplow clearing out block. And the Ravens are on the board for the first time since their opening possession.
That was a great possession right there for the Ravens. They were able to convert on a couple third downs. And that was something they were 0-for-5 coming into this possession. Convert on 2 third downs on that drive and then able to cap it off with a big touchdown and leave Grandview only 38 seconds.
Here comes the BC point after. Harry sends it up. No, the Ravens now with some trouble. The ball is loose on the ground. It's going to be picked up and taken back for two. So the Ravens mishandle a snap, and it is going to be two for Grandview as they pick up the conversion and go to the other end of the field. And we're taking a break. Half a minute to go in the first half. It is Vikings 28, Benedictine 13.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
What? Hi, good to hear. Wilcox Stadium with a half a minute to go in the opening half, and the Ravens punched in a touchdown after a really nice trip downfield, a nice drive, a good possession. And then on the PAT, snap a little bit high. Jackson couldn't get it placed. The ball kind of gets away and scooped and run 90 yards to the other end of the field. And at 2 points on the turnover on the PAT, go to Grandview. You know, that's a thing, right? You know that it can happen. You know that that's possible, but realistically, you just don't ever see it really happen.
It's one of those rare occurrences.
Yeah.
I had to sit here and figure out how I was going to write that up even.
Well, that return for Grandview was by Lewis Brooks, wasn't it? No, was that Jackson?
Yep.
Jackson Filer?
Yep.
See, with these teams, I hate the double numbers. Nines both ways. Kick is in over end high, and it's going to be taken by Grandview and fair caught at the 9 yard line. Still a half a minute to go in the first half. 28-13. Now what's the holdup out of the field, Gus? Grampy does not have timeouts. Is Benedict using a timeout here? Because the crew continues to just let them take time. I'm very puzzled by this. Here we go.
Haven't moved with much urgency today.
They're gonna just go to the diamond formation and call this thing the end of the half. There's the knee, and that's it. We'll be back to summarize the opening half for you. Wilcox Stadium, teams are headed for the break. It is Grandview 28, Benedictine 13.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Wilcox Stadium, Atchison, Kansas. Halftime as the two teams have now exited. They put a bunch of time up on the scoreboard clock, and the official is, they got one big lineman who's like in no hurry. No, wait, there's two more coming across. Are we going to wait for all of these cats to get out before we wind this thing up? I think we are. Raven Regiment Marching Band making its way across the way and getting set to entertain this outstanding crowd here in Atchison this afternoon as halftime has arrived. And Gus, for Benedictine, really good start to the half, really good finish to the half, some shakiness at times in the between those things.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of things that you're going to take away from this first half that you weren't thrilled with, and some of those things were probably possessions maybe 2 through 7. But at least in the last possession of the first half, you converted your first third down of the game. You got actually two third downs that you were able to knock in a touchdown right there and able to run the ball, not better, but somewhat. As Benedictine, 30 plays, 138 total yards in the first half. They, let's see, rushed the ball for negative 16 yards in the first half. Grandview ran the ball for 182 rushing yards with their one interception in the first half. For Benedictine, though, the one number that you're going to glean in the first half and say, like, I know things happen, but it was maybe the unacceptable number, 7 penalties for 62 yards in the first half. Grandview, 3 in the first half for 47.
Yeah, so for Benedictine, again, great start to come down, get out in front, scoring a touchdown, but then you have 5 consecutive punts followed by a safety, and then they were able to right the ship a little bit and have that really nice drive downfield in the last possession before intermission to get their second touchdown of the day. So that was good to see them be able to do that. So that all said, hey, we got a good halftime. What do you say? Should we go ahead and kick it back? And we're going to chat with one of the Raven players. We'll get back here to Wilcox Stadium, and we'll kind of be covering some more things. We'll talk about other things going on, kind of keep you up to speed around the conference of that and more. But right now, halftime at Atchison. Intermission score, Grandview 28, Benedictine 13. Kicking you back to Joseph in the studio. Joseph?
It's time for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Benedictine football. Here, Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco. Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito. There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Hey, we're visiting with Abram Phillips, Benedictine football player. Young man, good to talk to you. How's it going?
It's going good. We just finished up a great week of practice, and we're ready to go.
Let's get to know you just a little bit better, and we're going to start with the Abram Phillips biography. Tell me a little bit about home and some of your background. How about that?
Perfect. So I'm 21 years old. I grew up in Olathe, Kansas. My father, Lee Phillips, and my mom, Kristen Phillips, raised I have two sisters. Grew up, I always played sports. Always liked to compete with my sisters, probably a little bit too much. Just a lot of fun, very family-oriented, very sports-oriented, a lot of fun. I love my family, very family-oriented as well.
So with two sisters, are they athletes also, or do they do any sport?
They're athletes, but they actually chose the theater route. My sisters love to do choir and love to do theater. So maybe in a different life I was meant to do that.
I can see it. Yeah, thespian, Abram Phillips, on the big screen someday, right?
Exactly.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about school. What's give me about the major and things like that.
I'm a secondary education and social science major, so I'd love to teach history, geography, psychology, anything like that.
You see yourself in 5 years doing what and where?
I want to be a teacher at a high school. I'd love to stay in Kansas City, but I'm open to really where God wants to take me. I hope to coach one day as well, so hopefully coaching and having fun, making a difference in children's lives.
Have you traveled much? You talk about maybe open to going somewhere else. Have you been around the country?
Yeah, actually, this summer I went about as far west as I've ever been. My sisters live in Washington now, one in Seattle and the other in Yakima, Washington. So I spent some time out there in the Pacific Northwest, and I loved it. It's so different than out here. It's like a whole different world. I'd be interested to go out there. I'd love to maybe be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area where my father's from. So really anywhere God wants to take me, I'm open to see it.
So you got family down in the Metroplex too?
Yep. My dad, he moved around a lot. He lived in Killeen for a while. He lived in Corpus Christi for a while. Also over Texas.
Back to high school football. You played, you said, at Olathe Northwest, right?
Olathe North.
North. Okay. So, tell me the truth, Abram. How good were you?
We were good. You got to do some research. North's consistently one of the best programs in the Metro. Coach McCartney is really second to none, in my opinion, as far as football mind goes. A caring individual. Just can't say enough about the community and the whole school atmosphere here.
So, you probably, playing on a good team, big school, you probably have classmates, former high school teammates who are also playing on Saturdays. Anybody I know?
Yeah, definitely. One of my best friends, Jacob Parrish, he starts that corner at Kansas State. If you're familiar with Isaiah Simmons, he went to Olathe North. One of my best friends as well, Arlen Bruce, he played at Iowa and Oklahoma State. So a lot of talent coming in and out of there.
So how does a guy from the storied program end up in Atchison, Kansas, playing football at Benedictine?
It's a funny story. So I was on the very first recruiting team I was going to ever have. But as soon as I stepped foot on campus, I visited with my mom on a day at off of school. And I just fell in love with the atmosphere and the family feel that Benedictine has. I really enjoy that the professors care about you, that the coaches care about you, and they want to see you succeed beyond just being a player.
So tell me about the recruiting. Who was the guy that recruited you, and how did that all go? And were you looking at other places too?
I was. So Coach Gardenmeyer was actually my the athletic director was actually my recruiter. So him and Coach Cook, our defensive coordinator, were my main recruiters. And it came down really to me to Fort Hays State, one east side, and then Benedictine. And I think just the advantage of having my family nearby, being able to be near Kansas City, again, where my family's from, it was really attractive.
So with them close like that, probably able to get to many of your games, which has got to be great.
Oh, yeah. If you ever go to a game, you'll see my fans with big 43 Phillips shirts on every game.
I'm gonna be looking for that here this afternoon out across the stands. I'm telling you, this sounds exciting. Tell me about the teammates, and your defense has been spectacular, and that Javi, man, what a great start he's had to the year.
Yeah, man, Jack, Isaac, our whole defense, everyone, just they like to play their role. No one has the ego. everyone just plays their role, does their job, and it's been working for us.
And they have just complimented one another so well. You've been able to take the ball away. A lot of takeaways already. What, like 8 in the first couple of weeks? That's phenomenal numbers. And you're probably waiting for yours, right?
Just waiting on it. Just waiting on it. I know I'm going to give one. Hopefully I get one this Saturday. Everything will work out.
So let's talk a little bit about just the whole Benedictine College experience. You talk about that you're going to be secondary education, so you'll be doing like some, are you going to do student teaching and stuff like that here soon, or are you doing that education thing?
Yep, so I'll be student teaching either next semester or this coming spring. So yeah, I'm really excited for it. I taught summer school in Leavenworth last summer. I have a lot of fun with it. I come from a long line of teachers and people that are involved in education. So I have a real love for it. And I have great professors that encourage me and are preparing me for it.
So with that said, and you're looking to get to one of those schools and just kind of be around the area, you know, I kind of get in the vibe that Northeast Kansas, Northwest Missouri, this could be the new home for you.
Yeah. I love Atchison, really. My teammate Heath Baker likes to joke that I'm an honorary person from Atchison. So I have a lot of, I love how it's a little bit slower than Kansas City. You really get to meet people and develop relationships. It's very intriguing.
Had you ever been here before you came up for your first school visit? I mean, did you even know where the place was?
No, never. I really hadn't left Kansas City 2 months before college.
The fact that you left Olathe and had the good judgment to not end up at like Mid-America or something, you know, because it's blocks away from you. I'm sure they were reaching out too, probably, weren't they?
That's the funny thing. They really did not. My father was actually an All-American at Mid-America. That's how my family ended up in Olathe. So I kind of grew up going to their games, grew up on their campus. My older sister went there. But when it came time for me to get recruited, they didn't seem very interested in me. So that was added reason to go to Benedictine, kind of stick it to the home team.
Abram Phillips with us, defensive player on the Benedictine football team. Tell me something about you that we don't know. You got like a gift for maybe music. Do you play the banjo? Do you square dance? What is something that we would not have any way of knowing about you?
funny enough, I play the piano. I grew up, again, my family is very music oriented. We always sing. We always like to perform for our parents when we could. So I grew up, I played the piano while my sister sang. I played percussion in band up until freshman year of high school. I love music. I play some instruments. I like to think I'm pretty talented at it.
You have hobbies besides football and piano?
I really like to read. I know it's not the football player response typically, but I really do enjoy a good book.
Okay, let's talk genre here. I mean, we're not talking like Harlequin romances, right? Are we talking Tom Clancy? Are we talking John Grisham? What are we reading?
I really like more like self-help books, philosophy type books that can get me thinking on how I can be better, how I can improve, or maybe even just seeing a different part of life.
Are you a video game guy?
I am.
What's your game, and what's the one game that no one dares to challenge you at because you'll beat them?
All my teammates know that don't challenge me in college football. That game's off limits because it's an automatic win for me.
So you're great at college football. Do you ever do the Madden game, you know, like any of the NFL games?
Oh, yeah. Me and my roommate, freshman and sophomore year, every night we were playing Madden 2-3 games a night just to make sure we were always ready to go.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love this. Now, I keep asking the guys a question, and I think it's, you know, I know it's a little ridiculous, but it seems like it gives me a little insight into you. Pick one, Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Which is it?
Oh, man. I think I have to go Superman. There's something about being able to fly and just be the baddest cat walking around at all times.
The Man of Steel, right?
Right.
Kind of like that defense.
Exactly. Bunch of tough guys running around playing fast.
Hey, well, I appreciate you letting us steal a little bit of time away from you. It's so good to talk to you. Abram Phillips out of Olathe, Kansas. And, young man, we wish you the best this afternoon, the rest of the season, and go Ravens.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Taco John's Halftime Show on your home for Raven football, Care Radio 93.7. Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better. We now return to Tom and Gus live at the stadium for second half coverage of Benedictine Raven football.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty Taco Bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
Welcome back to Wilcox Stadium. It's some point during the half. We've got some power issues happening up here in the box right now. And we're at halftime. Benedictine trailing Grandview 28-13. Joseph, back in the Care Radio Sports Studio, brought you your halftime. Thank you very much, Joseph. Tom's out here, Gus with you. And for Benedictine, they're going to try to do something here in the second half that, well, Coach Osborne, you got to have a first at some point. And how about this? The Ravens under Coach Osborne haven't trailed very often at halftime, but when they do, they haven't been able to overcome that obstacle in the second half under his crew.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple of hurdles that Benedict is trying to get over today. Number one, now they find themselves having to come from behind at halftime and take a win, something they've not been able to do. And also, because they're trying to beat Grandview in Atchison, something they've also never been able to do. 2-2 against Grandview up in Des Moines, but 0-4 against Grandview here in Atchison. So, trying to snap a couple of those streaks here in the second half today. Certainly, they can make that happen, but to make it happen, there's going to be some things that have to go on. And one of those things, guys, is they're going to have to somehow get the brakes on Jackson Waring. And that's not going to be easily done.
Yeah, you take a look at the stats so far in the first half. Benedictine, 30 plays, 138 yards. Grandview, 43 plays, 322 yards of total offense. Passing yards, 140 for Grandview. Benedictine, 154. Rushing yards, 182 rushing yards for Grandview. For Benedictine right now, 13 rush attempts for negative 16 yards is a negative 16. And a lot of that's attributed to Jackson Dooley and being sacked four times already today. Negative 28 rushing yards. Dalton Witherspoon, 7 carries for 12 yards. And Jayshon Todd has run the ball twice today and yet to pick up a yard. For Grandview, you talk about their rushing attack. Their quarterback, Jackson Waring, is their leading rusher today. 12 carries, 106 yards. Dalton Van Pelt has 11 carries for 57 yards and a touchdown. Tim Nimbley, 2 carries, 9 yards, 1 touchdown. Jackson Waring, the quarterback for Grandview, is 5 of 14 today for 140 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. And for Benedictine, Jackson Dooley, 10 of 17 passing, 154 passing yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions today.
I've got to tell you what we're going to do. We're probably going to take a little breather. Here's what's happening. And again, Gus talked to you about it as we return here. Wilcox Stadium, electrical power issues here in the media facility. We unfortunately are able to continue to go because we're pretty self-sufficient. But here's the real problem, Gus. Not only are the coaching staff not able to communicate with the sideline, but the people in the scoreboard room are unable to put the time, the scores, all of that stuff has gone out on the new scoreboard. It's without power to run the scoreboards. We may have to handle this game, you know, with the old stopwatch. And I think that right now they're down on the field and trying to figure out just how we're going to make the second half of this game happen.
Tim, what a big deal. Okay, what a stopwatch.
Yeah, I got one in the bag if you want to use it.
Probably still the same one we got from Sioux City, Iowa, about 15 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. But tell you what, what do you think we take a break? Joseph, can you queue up a couple of 45s down there, you know, and entertain the fans? We'll stay in close touch with you, and we'll be back to begin the second half of this game when it gets underway. But right now, again, it's halftime in Atchison. We're kicking it back to Joseph for a little bit with that score here at Wilcox Stadium. Grandview, 28, Benedictine, 13.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Eat fresh at Subway in Atchison. Whether it's the classic sandwiches you've always known and loved, the salads and no-bready bowls, wraps, or breakfast, Subway has something for everyone. Add a foot-long churro or pretzel to your meal or stop by for a snack. Subway, eat fresh under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Well, this is Joseph Kerr right back here at the studio with you. We're going to go ahead and take just a moment. I've got just a quick song or two for you. We'll just take one of those real quickly from my handy-dandy little two-minute song bank, but it'll take me a second to pull that up. I do want to go around the Heart of America Athletic Conference and tell you the scores real quick. In the final, in the Baker-William Penn contest, it was Baker 43 to William Penn's 21. With 11 minutes and 35 seconds left in the third, Clark is trailing Missouri Valley, as Missouri Valley has 19 points to Clark's 13. In the third, with 11 minutes and 19 seconds remaining, we've got the Culver Stockton Missouri Baptist game, with Culver Stockton on top at 27-8. At the half, Graceland is leading Central Methodist 48-5. And of course, in this game, we've got Grandview above Benedictine with a score of Grandview 28, Benedictine 13. I'm going to do just a little bit of Johnny Cash for you with Here's Stripes.
Stripes around my shoulders.
featuring 93.7. I do like my Johnny Cash. It is true. We are still in a little bit of a technical hold with the game. I'm going to do just a little bit of Chris Stapleton for you. Here's one of my favorites. Here's Broken Halos.
Same my share of broken halos, broken wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go, broken halos that used to shine.
Today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country, 93.7.
Hey, welcome back to Wilcox Stadium here on the Benedictine College campus in Atchison, Kansas. The good folks here getting things done. Got some people, got some repairs made, and I think we've got the tech rolling, and we are up and running. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for your patience, and thanks to Joseph for kind of helping us muddle through that. He does a great job, always does. Starting the second half, it is a 28-13 lead right now for Grandview, but Benedictine is taking the opening kickoff to begin the second half, and they'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 28. That back quarterback flares one right side. It's going to be caught. And a quick gain of about 5 yards, unable to advance the ball beyond the point of reception. Caught by Jacob Gathright, pushed down and pushed out of bounds by Lamont Washington. It'll bring up a second and 5. The Custom Raiders are going to take 5. You can give me 5 every snap. I'm going to probably be pretty good with that over the course of an afternoon. Here we go. Second down 5. Ravens at their own 32. Back to throw again. Pumps once, throws again, and going to be incomplete.
That time, nice job by Jackson Dooley. He rolled out. He realized that he wanted to throw the little swing pass out here to Dalton, but he was being shadowed by Cade Sheedy, and so decided to throw it at his feet. That way he doesn't make that catch and lose yards on the play. That'll bring up a 3rd and 5.
Okay, tell me. the defense for Grandview's done a pretty good job. What are they doing? What is it that's causing the Ravens trouble that they've got to overcome?
They're just athletic and good. I mean, that's the biggest problem right now.
Flare pass over to the left side, and it is going to be incomplete in and out of the hands of Longo Poyana. And it will be called an incomplete pass. And again, we saw that happen to another receiver a little bit ago. I think even though he was open, probably was looking up the field trying to decide what he might be able to stretch this play into, and ultimately didn't come up with a catch, and the Ravens are going to go three and out.
Yeah, I think right now the problem is for him, he's got great athleticism up there, and that's just difficult sometimes to match up with.
Colin Brenner from his own 20-yard line set to boot it away. He'll be going into what little wind there remains. It's got to die down, and that's another tremendous kick. Colin has been great today. Fair catch called for and made at the 30-yard line, and that is the point from which Grandview will begin its first possession of the second half. Viking football versus into their own 30-yard line. They lead Benedictine 28-13. Welcome back to Atchison, Kansas, everybody. Ravens defense quickly out on the field. Benedictine in those black uniforms, black helmets, black jerseys, black pants, white and red lettering and trim. For Grandview, it is white helmets, white jerseys, white pants. With, what would you call that, purple and orange lettering and trim, maybe? Grab you from its own 30-yard line. Quarterback Jason Waring will turn. Handoff, running back, goes outside, looks for the edge, chased over to the far sideline, and superb pursuit for Benedictine across the way by Heath Baker. Man, he just chased him and never let him get to the edge.
Yeah, he did a great job right there of just stringing the play out, leading it towards the sideline, nowhere to go, and now it's going to bring up 2nd and 11. They're going to call that a loss of 1 on first down.
So that will give him being Heath Baker, another tackle for a loss here this afternoon. As the sun pops out a little bit more, the temperature continues to, I think, warm up outside. Quarterback will hand off a straight-ahead run and swallowed up in the middle of the line of scrimmage after a couple of yards gained. He's going to bring up a 3rd down 9. Again, the BC defense, really nice job inside, and that is going to be Javon Bloomquist.
Coming into the ballgame now for the Ravens, we're going to see Cole Johnson in there. They're also going to bring in another pass rusher, Dean Burrow. A 16 sophomore out of Maybank, Texas, by way of Northeastern State.
Take a man to the backfield for quarterback. Waring will have his running back on his right side. Now he's going to split him off wide out in front of the Grandview bench. QB's back. Ravens are going to blitz, and now the quarterback's going to run forward. Break the tackle, dives, and did he get the first down? Oh, it depends on the spot. The pitch over here said smooth and changed.
Just to the 40, as that ball nose up at the 40. What a job right there by quarterback Jackson Waring, a 6'3", 215-pound junior.
Yep, was able to break not only the first, but also the second tackle and get just enough. We talked about this. We talked about it last night. It's kind of a theme. If you need 10, get 10 and an inch. You know, that's all you need to keep that drive moving, keep the time running off the clock. Speaking of which, we're at 12.5 to go in the third quarter. Benedictine trailing here, 28-13, looking for a big comeback in the second half. They're going to flip running back over to the right side of Waring, and he's back to throw. Kicked it to the man coming out of the backfield, throws it on the wrong side, and it's going to go incomplete, and he is looking over there for who's running back. That is Tate Stein-Smith. We've seen him out there a couple of times today. He's a 6-foot senior running back out of Adel, Iowa. Second down, 10 to their own 40-yard line. Clock stopping for that incompletion. 12:15 to go. You're in the third quarter. You're going to shift the tight end kind of into the slot. That H-back handoff to the running back, and before the play can ensue, penalty markers litter the field and kind of go against Grandview. This game has been a lot of things. Really well played, probably not it, and I say that based on the fact that we're well into double-digit penalties now.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of penalties. That's going to be a false start against Grandview.
We see a lot of penalties, just no real momentum to this game. Right? No flow, if you will. Grandview's fourth penalty of the afternoon. Benedictine has been whistled 8 times so far today. It's a second down 15. Grandview with a football at their own 35-yard line. Again, they're going to go 2 very wide to the right. 2 just split off the end of the line to the left. Quarterback wearing back throws, sits up in the pocket with plenty of time, fires past near side, going to be caught at the 45-yard line, and it's going to be complete. Is he going to be out of bounds? The official says no catch. And it will bring up a, I don't know what that clicking is. Okay. Oh, I know. But I mean, I didn't know what that clicking was. And you need to read that.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All right, you work on this. If you'll do this, I'll go see about that. So, it's going to be a 3rd and 15 for Grandview. Quarterback going to have trips to the right, 1 to the left. Quarterback takes a low snap. He's going to go down, pick it up off his shoe top, hit a man across the middle on a little bit of a post pattern. He'll get up into Bajona. Maya Zawa makes the catch, picks up the first down into Raven territory, and he'll be submarined down at the 42-yard line. It'll be 1st and 10 right there for Grandview. This is our first possession of the second half. 11:30 left here in the second half. Coming into the ballgame for Benedictine is going to be Kevin Harris, the big defensive tackle. They're going to bring him in and line him up next to Isaac Anderson as the 3-down lineman. Quarterback this time going to be in the center. He's going to turn, hand it off to his running back. Looking for a lane. Now he's got one. 35-30, 25-20, 15-10-5, bumped out at the 7. That time running the ball was Kate Stein-Smith. Stein-Smith is a guy who we hadn't talked much about coming into the ball game, but that time they're going to actually say he stepped out back at the 8-yard line. So it'll be first and goal right there for Grandview. 11 minutes left here in the third quarter. The Grandview quarterback, Jackson Waring, takes off the time, looks over at his offensive coordinator, Derek Fulton. Fulton in his 6th season as the OC for Grandview. Quarterback going to step up under center. Takes a snap, turn, fakes the handoff. He's going to boot out to the right. He's got a man wide open, hits him there at the 5, and touchdown for Asiya Toki. And he'll walk in on a little boot pass from quarterback Jackson Waring in Grandview. Jacked on another touchdown here in the second half. They now lead 34-13. And it looks like there's a little confusion on the extra point attempt. Oh, there's a penalty marker in the back of the end zone. That's what it is. There's a penalty marker in the back corner of the end zone. We'll see what we hear from the official. Okay, so after the touchdown by Toki, they're then going to get him for an unsportsmanlike conduct. The Ravens will take that on the kickoff. And now we're going to see the PAT by Corey Wood. It'll be held by Cody Crushman. Take a long time. The snap is high. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it is good. Joseph, let's take a timeout. Timeout on the field coming with 10:35 left in the third quarter. It's now Grandview 35, Benedictine 13.
Fall is tailgating season, and before you head out to cheer on your team, stop by Huntley Liquor. Whether you're grilling, chilling, or celebrating that big win, we've got the drinks to keep your tailgate going strong. Choose from a wide selection of domestic and imported beers, fine wines, and premium spirits to make your tailgate a hit. Huntley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Huntley Liquor.
Like everything around us, the vape world is changing quickly. One day, it's do-it-yourself kits. The next, it's the easy simplicity of disposable vapes to fit the needs and tastes of all adult vapers. Skyway Vapes is also giving off the 420 signal. Enter a world of legal alternative vapes for a spell of relaxation from the stress of life. How about Wildberry, America's best incense? They have that too. Questions? They've got answers. Products? They've got plenty. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison.
Good to have you with us here at Wilcox Stadium on a beautiful mid-September Saturday afternoon as Benedictine and Grandview battling back and forth as the Ravens getting on the scoreboard in that last possession. Okay, thank you. We'll find out here in a second. We'll check for it home. And the Ravens kept that to, now best it is a two-possession lead for Grandview. So you got that. I still don't hear any good news there.
Would it come through?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
If it was working, it would come through.
Okay.
So here we go. First and 10. Or rather, first a Ravens getting set to kick it away. From across the way, it's going to be Cullen Bruner. Kind of a wobbly spiral kick. It is touched by the return man at the 8, and it goes out of bounds at the 5. He ran over to field it. Probably should have just gambled on it going out of bounds on its own. And, Gus, it will be at their own 5-yard line where Grandview begins this possession. That was an error by the kick return unit.
Yeah, and Grandview hasn't made many errors this afternoon. So the Ravens are going to have to capitalize on that one right there.
Here comes Jackson Waring, a former Illinois State University quarterback who's now run of the ball club for Grandview. And in the backfield behind him is going to be the senior from Muscatine, Iowa, Tim Nimley. He'll hand off to Nimley. He'll bounce left. Got room. Cross the 5, to 10, to 12, 15. Still on his feet. 6 defenders pulling behind him, and he's just dragging them all down the field. Nimley is diminutive at 5'8", but the senior is strong and would not be tackled. And, of course, he had Noah Clark in front of him, which is nice.
Yeah, Noah out there. And he is the one guy on this front for the Vikings. I know they've got Jason Weiland, who's a great center, but Noah Clark is the guy that could play for everybody in this conference.
Yeah, and he is the smallest lineman. Timmons is 6'8", 305, Stover 6'3", 330, Weiland 6'3", 290, Wardick 6'5", 275, and the little guy, probably the best lineman, 6'3", 275. Here's a handoff left side, bouncing outside the stack, getting to the 20, 25, and up close to the 30-yard line and pushed out of bounds into the Benedictine sideline. Going to be Dalton Van Pelt.
That time, Grandview did a good job of stealing the corner and allowing a little running lane over there for the running back, able to turn it forward and kind of marking down about 3 yards short. It'll bring up a second and 3. They're going to bring in the big tight end, 6'4", 275-pound sophomore, Corey Phillips. So bringing in a little more size on the second and short.
Does that tell you anything? Does that make you think that they're going to block and run? He's a pretty good ball catcher, too. He had one catch last week for 9. I'll set him up on either side. Goes to the tight end. Motion right, hand off running back, tries off right guard, puts his head down, first down, and a handful to spare. Across the 30, moves the chains, first and 10, Viking.
That time coming up for the Ravens to make the stop on the play. It's going to be Abram Phillips. Able to catch up with Abram at halftime. It'll be first and 10 for Grandview.
Well, long and short is there is no tone there, so that is not helping us today. Appreciate your sticking with us, even though we're battling a little text up here at Wilcox Stadium. First down and 10 at the 31-yard line from their own 31. Grandview quarterback's going to keep it himself, tries to boot to the right side, and finds the foot, turns it up, picks up 3, maybe 4. Kind of a nice little run right there. It's one of the Raven defenders who has a equipment problem. His helmet has broken, and he's going to have to run up the field. Joe Gaines, we've got to check out the redshirt freshman out of Houston.
A little confused with what the Ravens saw in that play, because
right before the snap, you watch Javai Blomquist go flying out to the middle of the field and about 30 yards deep as like he was going to field a quick kick or something, but not on first and 10.
Well, let me look at this and see what else we can figure out here. Go ahead, would you?
Yeah, they're going to turn, hand it off to the running back. He bumps up to the 40, 45, and near midfield. That time, just a quick hitter up the middle for Grandview. It was Tim Nemley, the 5'8", 190-pound running back out of Muscatine, Iowa. They're going to mark him down just shy of the 50 at the 49. It'll be first and 10 for Grandview there. Ravens going to make some substitutions on the front line. They're going to take out Isaac Anderson. Tim Glazer will come back in. So your front three are going to be Glazer and Heath Baker along with Kevin Harris. They're going to be the outside end on that left side. Quarterback going to be in the pistol. He's going to turn, hand it off to his running back, has a little room over there. That's Nemley again. He's to the 40, the 35, maybe even the 34-yard line. Another quick hitter right there for Nemley and another first down for Grandview. They're going to keep the clock rolling at 4:23 left here in the third quarter of play. The Ravens have a player a little slow to get up, and so the officials going to take a timeout. And, Joseph, let's do it. Timeout on the field coming with 4:21 left in the third quarter of play. It's now Grandview 35, Benedictine 20.
Don't let the flu season slow you and your family down this year. Roll on in for an Amberwell drive-through flu shot at your local Amberwell location. You can find a date and location convenient for you and register online now at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots. Drive-through to drive the flu away with Amberwell Health. Register now for your drive-through flu shot appointment at amberwellhealth.org/flu shots.
Back over here to get my icy cool lemonade as we're getting set to return to play here at Wilcox Stadium. Good to have you with us with a little over 4 minutes to play in the third quarter and Benedictine trying to come from behind. They trail it 35-20. Welcome back, everybody. The guys down the line tell us that some of our tech issues, certainly not all of them, some of them have been overcome, and with those hurdles cleared, we're glad to be with you this afternoon. Thanks for sticking with us and being patient. QB back to throw. Fires one left side. Fireplug running back's going to take the pass. He gets submarined at the 30-yard line. That is Nate Wilcoxon, the 5'11", 245-pound tight end. Dylan Witherspoon got underneath him. Great position. Somersaults him to the ground. It'll bring up a second down call.
That time, you talk about safety, Dylan Witherspoon giving up about 50 pounds right there against that big fullback.
Second down inside the Benedictine 30-yard line. And this is what Grandview's done well, not just today, but for years. And this is why they're so successful. These long, substantial offensive possessions that ultimately end in points being scored. Those are what win games. Here's a handoff left side, a little stutter step, stood up, and penalty markers sail at the point of tackle before the ball is even downed. Markers are thrown right into the middle of the stack at the 28-yard line. Now, I'm going to tell you key to the game, and one of the keys to the game, and one of the keys certainly, I think, to Grandview's leading right now is they really aren't having trouble turning the ball over. They're having really no trouble with penalties, Benedict, and many more penalties, and they've done a good job of not letting go of the ball. Ravens' first two wins, they have taken the ball away and taken the ball away and taken the ball away, but have not been able to do that with Grandview here today.
So the officials are just going to pick up the flag, say nothing there. It'll be a third and two.
That's not the first time this crew has done that this afternoon. Matter of fact, that's not the first time they've done it here in the second half. It'll bring up a third down, too. Vikings at the Benedictine 27-yard line. They got to get it down to the 25. Wing to the left side, running back behind quarterback Jackson Waring. QB, long count, hard count, trying to draw the defense off. And now, handoff running back, bounces outside, gaping hole, first down and more, 25, 20, 19, 18-yard line. And that was just kicked out. Nate Timmons, okay, the left tackle, he just got inside his man and shoved him towards the sideline, opening up a hole. And again, Nate Timmons, 6'8", 305. When he says we're going to the sideline, we're probably going to the sideline.
Grandview converting on that first down right there. That's their 23rd first down of the ball game. They are now 7 of 12 on third downs. Benedictine, 3 of 9 today.
2:22 to go in the third quarter. First and 10. Grandview moving the ball, taking time off the clock, and they've got it in the red zone inside the Benedictine 20 at the 19. Trips to the right side, tight end on the left. Quarterback's going to hand off. Running back, he'll plant a foot, come back across the green, not get back to the line of scrimmage.
That time, great job by the Raven defense. The first guy there, Dylan Witherspoon, able to make the stop on the play for Benedictine. Also coming in to help clean that thing up, you're going to see Joe Gaines. We talked about Joe, the freshman linebacker out of Houston, Texas, by way of Cypress Ridge High School.
We're talking about the Witherspoon brothers here at Benedictine. One on defense, one on offense, coming to Atchison out of Windsor, Missouri, a high school that would be an NEKL size school, you know, from around here, to kind of give you a perspective on how big they are in enrollment. Here's a quarterback rolling right, isolates his running or his receiver on the right side, and Van Pelt is going to make the catch with no defender near him and pick up a first down. It is going to be first and goal inside the 10-yard line here for Grandview. Where are we going to spot this thing down? No, they're not going to give him the first and goal. They're going to say he stepped out at the 11. It'll be a third down, too, at the 11.
Well, we just spoke about a moment ago that Grandview now 7 of 12 on third down. The Ravens are going to beef up the front a little bit. They're going to bring in Kevin Harris, 6'1", 285, out of Dallas, Texas. He'll be up there right next to Isaac Anderson.
Jonah Maezawa goes into the right side. They'll hand off running back. He's got the edge. He will lean, and he will get just enough to pick up the first down. And what happens there is you get a big, strong ball carrier like Lewis Brooks. You give him the ball a little bit of a head of steam, and even when he gets hit at the line of scrimmage, he's got enough inertia and enough weight, forward-moving mass, to carry the ball across the first down marker and get that first and goal.
We're going to see Isaac Lopez into the ball game for Benedictine. They're also going to bring Abram Phillips back out there. So good to see Abram. He was a little slow to get off the field a little bit ago with help from the trainers, but good to see that young man back out there for the Ravens.
First and goal. Hand up. Running back goes left, follows the wave, and look at the big lineman just carrying it. He's at the 7, 6, 5, 4. They just keep pushing forward, leaning forward, and the Ravens just keep backpedaling in front of those huge offensive linemen. It'll bring up a second down. But before second down happens, they're going to go all the way to the other end of the field as the third quarter is done. We'll be back going to the fourth in Atchison, Kansas. College football finds Grandview leading Benedictine after 3, 35-20.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Going to the fourth quarter here in Atchison, Kansas. It's taking a little bit of time because you're inside the 5-yard line, so you got to walk 90 yards to the other end of the field. But, Gus, the third quarter, and you were just pointing it out to me during this break, the third quarter did what running games do. It limited possessions. Each team barely touches the ball in that 15-minute third quarter, and game is moving by very, very quickly. In the first half, what, 9 possessions by each team? In that quarter, Grandview had 1 possession and the start, but not the completion of a third quarter possession.
Yeah, I mean, you start looking at the possessions, and that's why you start tracking those, is because you're going to start running out of possessions.
Here we go, going to the fourth quarter. Here comes Grandview. 2nd and goal inside the 5. Let's call it the 4-yard line. Quarterback will keep it himself. Boots right, nobody in front of him, touchdown, Grandview. There was absolutely no defender who has stepped in front of Jackson Waring. He steps to the side and darts in from four. And Grandview has put together what now may be an insurmountable lead in front 41-20 with a PAT yet to follow.
So Jackson Waring with his first touchdown run of the day to go along with a couple touchdown passes.
Held by Tim Nimely, the running back. Corey Wood advances, kicks it, and scores it. Taking a break, Joseph. We're just underway in quarter number four at 14:55 to play in the game. It is now Vikings 42, Benedictine 20.
DQ presents How to Have Fall Forever. Step one, grab the new DQ Fall Blizzard menu. Step two, taste delicious fall flavors like returning pumpkin pie, French silk pie, and more sweet seasonal treats. Step three, imagine that fall will last forever, so you can continue to enjoy this delicious lineup. Step four, remember that fall can't last forever, so hurry in for the new Fall Blizzard menu today and start living fall to the fullest. Only at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Benedictine's kick return unit checking into the game, and for the Ravens, Gunster, well, a pretty big job right now. You've scored 20 points through three quarters. You're trailing by 22 in the fourth, so you got to kick it up a notch, maybe a couple of notches here in the late going of the ballgame. We'll see what they do with this return. Here's the kick by Krushvitz, and it's going to be high and hanging, and the Ravens are going to feel it at the four. Coming to the right side, crossing the 10, bouncing outside, and Peg's taken out at the 17-yard line. Not a particularly good return for Benedictine, and they're going to have a lot of green out in front of them. BC behind the ball, first and 10.
That time it was Jacob Gathright out there returning the kick.
Yeah, Jacob looked a little frustrated with that, too. Kind of slaps his hands together thinking that he had felt like he was going to be able to do a little more with that return than he ultimately was able to do. For the Ravens, guys, what do you do? I mean, do you try to do something different, or you just keep doing what you've been doing and hope that it works better? Here's a pass over to the right flat, and a one-handed attempt at a catch is unsuccessful over here. This is for Jayshon Todd, second down.
Yeah, I mean, for the Ravens, you're going to have to come out and maybe go back to what you did on that first possession. Throw the ball down the field a little bit. I feel like Benedictine has gotten it into their mind right now that the vertical passing game isn't going to be there. And I think some of that is you're worried that you can't stop Jackson Filer, the former Iowa Hawkeye. But, again, step back, throw the ball down the field.
Here's Tyler Watson coming into the ball game as a Raven receiver. Dooley is back. Flares one to Jayshon, who juggles it a little bit. Finally makes the catch for the loss of three.
Aaron,
the Ravens are going the wrong way.
Aaron Brown, the defensive tackle, comes over, and as Jayshon popped that ball straight up into the air, Aaron Brown got those big eyes and said, hey, I might get an interception here. But Todd able to hold on to it, and it's going to bring up a third and long for this Raven offense. And what, we're 40 seconds in to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, this possession is yet to be 30 seconds long, and BC's got a third down, too. And they're third down 12, rather. Here's a pass nearly picked off, should have been picked off at the 20-yard line, and it is going to be, is it caught? Right in front of the Raven bench. I did not think there was any way that pass was going to be complete, but it was. However, it's going to be a yard short of the first down. Now, in the predicament that Benedictine finds itself, fourth down and a yard at its own 25-yard line, trailing by 22. Don't you leave the offense out there?
Well, they're going to, yes.
What have you got to lose here? You got to keep this drive alive. You got to get some points. Quarterback is going to take it, make a pitch, trying to get to the outside, putting his head down, driving across the 30-yard line, move the chains. Ravens got it.
I like that play right there. Just quarterback took the snap, pitches it out there, and lets your running back use his speed right there. Dalton Witherspoon able to beat everybody to the sideline. All he needed was a yard. Picks up about four out to the 30-yard line. It'll be first and 10 Ravens.
Benedictine looking for a little momentum here in the early part of the fourth quarter. They're going to fake the same play. Quarterback's back. Beebe over the middle. He's got a man open and catching it. A poorly thrown pass that had to be turned around and caught. Joseph Longafuliana, with his back to the end zone, makes the catch and then stumbles out of bounds. We're at the midfield mark.
That's that vertical passing game that we were just talking about that the Ravens need to get back to. They kind of got scared out of it in the first half, but again, that has been the difference maker so far.
Cover two, kind of a defense right now being employed by Greenview on his first down, 10 call, Ravens at the 50. Back to throw, Dulick pulls it down, fires one right side and way overshoots his intended receiver, and that was coming out of the backfield, Dalton Witherspoon. Jackson had a couple of guys he thought he was going to try to get it to, but then he just kind of clutched that pass and pulled it back and then decided no.
He kept looking over the middle. He wanted Matthew Samford. He also looked out there and saw in there Ethan Perrott and never really liked anything and then finally flares it out into the right flat.
Second and 10, Benedictine, midpoint of the field, 13 and a half minutes to play. Handoff is going to go to the running back, and there's nothing there. And again, Dalton Witherspoon is going to be wrapped up and brought down. The Grandview rush defense held their opponent last week for negative yardage. They've held Benedictine to 45 today. Now it's going to be a little less than that with that play. So running against Grandview is a tough way to make a living. Third down, 12. There's a Ravens back to the line of scrimmage. 13 minutes to play. Got Jackson directing a little traffic, and he'll take the snap. Three-step drop. He could run with this for a ways, and instead is going to make a late pass, and it's going to go incomplete. We're going to have a – is that going to be a hold?
Yeah.
Penalty marker down in the offensive backfield.
And they're looking over to head coach Joe Woodley and asking him, hey, do you want this penalty? And I would think – you go ahead and decline this thing and force the Ravens to punt right here.
So, there you go. There's the...
So it is holding against Benedictine. It will be declined, and it's going to bring up a 4th and 12 for the Raven offense.
Here comes Benedictine. Hey, they went for it 4th down a little while ago. They couldn't get stopped, and... they go for it again here on 4th down. But last time it's 4th down in a couple. This time it's 4th down in a dozen. That's kind of a big difference. Here comes Grandview.
Last week against Penn, the Ravens 1-3 on 4th downs.
Snap back. Quarterback back. Looks over the middle. Throws it. Got his man wide open. Caught 35-30. There goes Jayshon 25-20. Jayshon to the 10. It's first and goal, Ravens. A 4th and 12. Give him 42.
So the Ravens now 2 of 2 on 4th down. Is there anything in there?
Yeah, well, there's something I'm looking for, but it's not here. I thought maybe it was on this one, but it's not the one I'm looking for. Here we go. First and goal. Benedictine. Hand off into the left side of the line. It's going to be good for a couple of more yards to Dalton Witherspoon, a 5'11" junior running back.
This afternoon, Dalton Witherspoon now 11 carries for 15 yards. And the Ravens, their best rushing right now is coming out of Xavier Ugorji, and we haven't seen him since that last possession.
Well,
Xavier, 3 for 46.
Crazy thing about Dalton, are you ready for this? Something you would never think. He has not scored yet this year.
Yep.
No touchdowns yet for Witherspoon. And he's been your starting running back for 3 weeks now. Now, Dooley will get to the outside and gets tackled from behind as he goes out of bounds inside the 10. Doesn't pick up a lot of yardage, a yard, maybe a couple. But, boy, when you get tackled from behind like that, that's always a little bit scary.
Everybody kind of holds their breath over there as your quarterback went down on the far sideline. But he pops right up, and we'll look over here at the near sideline as Coach Joel Osborne continues to look at that sheet and try to find the magical play right here.
For the Ravens, let's call this the 9-yard line. And they're third down and, what, 8 to go?
Joel didn't get that play called until 15, so the Ravens are racing after this one.
Going to have to hurry. That's never a good thing. Third down, 8, QB back. Looks right, throws over the middle. It's going to be incomplete. He was looking again in the middle for Jayshon Todd, but he had three defenders. They were in front of him, behind him. And
the Ravens rushed that pass just a little bit, and I think some of it was because they were racing up to the line and trying to get that ball snapped quickly. And instead, they rushed the pass It sails on him a little bit. Now you're looking at another fourth down on this drive.
BC 2-of-2 on fourth drive or fourth down plays in the series. Getting another one? That's a tall order, but they have been very, very good. 11:20 to play this afternoon. For Benedictine, crucial to get this thing into the end zone, get this first down here. Back to throw is Dooley. He's chased, he's hit, he's sacked, he's going to lose 20 yards. When Jackson loses yardage, Gus, it's not just a nickel or a dime. He goes for the whole thing and loses 15. He's out to the 25-yard line.
That time the sack by Casey Trudeau. He's already got one today. Now give him another half sack. He's up to 2.5 on the season. Because they're also going to say that Jackson Filer will get a half a sack. Now, for Filer, I've got that as only his first half of the day.
So with 11:17 to play, once again, the poor Benedictine defense, and I say poor because they haven't been out there so much this afternoon. They're going to be put back out of the sun. They're in the black uniforms. It's getting hot outside here this afternoon. And for the Ravens, that defense is going to be asked one more time to step up and do some magic here.
65 plays this afternoon for Grandview. They've had the ball for 30 minutes. Benedictine has only held on to it for about 19.
And off to the tailback. He'll get hit at the line of scrimmage and then kind of drives and turns and backs his way forward. And he's going to end up picking a handful of yards. We're just a little over 80 degrees here late this afternoon, 3:45, and very warm temperature mid-September. Second down for Grandview, and here's one thing you can be very sure. They're not in any rush whatsoever to get this thing underway. They got to take their time. They got to let that play clock roll down. They have, both teams has a full complement of timeouts, with 8-on-7 on the play clock. Now at 4, the ball gets snapped. Handoff going to go to the left side. Running back going to be submarined and somersaulted down for the loss of 2 yards. How about Fabian Njika? Has had a great season so far, coming into the game with 6 tackles.
So now with Grandview looking at a 3rd and long, the Ravens are going to bring their pass rush complement in. You're going to have Isaac Anderson out there. Cole Johnson is going to be the defensive end. And realize that Cole's out there playing with a hand in a club today, and then your other down lineman is going to be Kevin Harris on the front.
3rd down, 9. Grandview at his own 24-yard line. Got to look for Waring to want to throw the ball. Instead, he's going to run with it. He is going to be hit hard, hit twice, hit 3 times, down to the 27. And that's just because he's big and strong at 6'3 and 215. He's able to kind of push and drive his way forward for a couple of yards, but Joe Gaines, redshirt freshman out of Houston, says no more of that. 4th down. 4th down and 7 after the 3-yard gain by Jackson Waring.
Okay, you ready to hear about something interesting?
I'm ready.
Okay, Cody Krushvitz is back out there to punt. Cody hasn't punted since the second possession of the day for Grandview.
Well, that is kind of interesting.
So they've gone 10 possessions without having to punt the ball.
Punting unit can't get 11 guys on the field. They come running in a guy late. And are we going to get a timeout or something? Or the officials are going to stop the game and let them reset?
No, so the officials are going to stop the game because Benedictine has to have the chance to sub somebody, and Grandview is going to just go ahead and burn their timeout.
So let's do it. Joseph, we're going to take a break because Grandview takes the timeout. We're at 8:58 to play this afternoon. Vikings 42, Ravens 20.
Ta-da! For our next trick, Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our BOGO for a Buck menu. Buy an item from our BOGO menu and presto taco! Look, a tasty taco bravo for just a buck. Alaca burrito! There, now it's a classic meat and potato burrito for a buck. That's one talented dollar. Try this BOGO for a Buck menu trick for yourself at your nearest Taco John's. Download our app, earn free food.
All right, coming out of the timeout, Grandview's going to be set to punt this thing away, and kicking the ball is going to be Corey Wood. Corey from his own, 12-yard line. Quarterback Jackson Waring, he's a sub-500 passer today at 9 of 20, but Got some good yardage, 186 yards, two TDs, one interception. This punt is away. It's outstanding. And Jay Sean goes back inside the 15, stands there, dances, and lets two defenders and then a third come up and tackle him just short of the 20-yard line. I think it was so undecided. I wanted to go left. There was somebody there. I wanted to go right. There was somebody there. And then that little bit of indecision, the guy who comes down the middle allowed the defense to converge.
Yeah, at that point, you just got to lower your head, see what you can pick up, and maybe you slip the first two tacklers. But when it's all said and done, the Ravens are going to be looking at 80 yards in front of them, and this will be their 12th possession of the afternoon. Benedictine hasn't scored here in the second half. And we've got 8:57 left here in the fourth quarter.
Back to throw, Dooley pulls it down, going to be hit from behind as he releases the ball, and it's intercepted. 20-15 and down somewhere around the 10-yard line it goes. Dooley taking a lot of time and did not notice that there was a defender coming up. And Ravens are going to turn it over deep, deep in their own end of the field.
That's going to be intercepted by Nolan Simpson, a sophomore defensive end out of Burlington, Iowa. So, freshly into the game, he's going to get an interception. And now, Graham, you're going to have the ball at the Benedictine 12-yard line.
The difference in this game, Gus, is probably something that you and I, we don't always agree, but we do agree, I think, on this. Running the ball is always good for you, right? Benedictine has rushed for 30 yards, Grandview for 309.
There you go.
I think that would probably pretty much tell you how we have gotten to where we have gotten. Grandview coming out over the football inside the 15 of BC. They lead by 22 with 8.5 to go. Motion will go left. QB will hand off. Running back bounces outside and Raven defense taking a little frustration out on him in there. That was a nice play.
Yeah, that time coming up to make the stop for Benedictine, you're going to have Ben Gilliland, a freshman out of Van Meter, Iowa. So
we've got to start seeing, is it the time when the Ravens coaching staff has decided we're going to see some new guys? Is that what this?
No, I think some of it is your defense has just got to be gassed because, again, the offense just hasn't been out there much today.
Taking a long time in the huddle. Good maneuver for Grandview.
Joe Woodley hasn't won 50 consecutive regular season games by not knowing what he's doing, right?
Absolutely. And the running back loses his footing as he tries to cut back into the middle. He's got a slip and fall for no gain. It'll bring up a third down, 8.
That time Tim Nimley was the running back as he pushed forward. They're going to say a loss of a couple on that play. They're actually going to push him back to 3rd and 10. So,
passing numbers, they're different, but not greatly. Grandview, 20 yards per completion. Benedictine, 15 per completion. But average per rush, Ravens, 1.3, and Grandview, 6.3. Single man will take the pitch, sweeping left, hitting the backfield. Oh, that was a great individual open field tackle by the Ravens, and losing yardage back there is Van Pelt. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Grandview, it's a big field goal for them as Javi Blomquist makes that tackle. And here's why it's big. It will force it to be a four-score game.
So the Ravens trying to switch out. They want to get Isaac Anderson in there because Isaac gives you the best push up front.
Here we go. The ball is going to be spotted at the 20. It is a chip shot 30-yard field goal effort for Corey Wood. And it is on its way, and he'll knock it through there, and we're going to take a break. Joseph, the timeout, and 6:44 to go in the ballgame. It's now Grandview 45, Benedictine 20.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Going to have you with us here this afternoon. Guests are keep feeling like the Raven defense plays pretty well. And now I look at the scores. First week, they gave up 45. Last week, they gave up 27 to Penn. So far this afternoon, they've given up another 45 today. BC giving up some points.
Yeah, I mean, there's no arguing that. And I think some of it is, and even those games that you're winning, your offense isn't out on field ball, right? Like, they're trying to do that quick strike today. They're just trying not to get first downs. And so it's been the quick strike offense. We saw maybe up in Sioux City against Morningside, they had some of those longer sustained drives. But still, that was against a really good offense. And today, Grandview is a really good team, right? There's a reason they're the number four team in the country.
No question. No question about it. And here's a kick return by Benedictine and a good return straight up the middle. You got to like it when you just start heading for the other goal line, all the way up close to the 30-yard line, where the Ravens are going to begin this possession. But they got their back to the wall more than a little bit at 6.5 to go in the game, trailing by 25. See, again, that makes it a 4-possession lead for Grandview. The Vikings and Benedictine both coming into the game today undefeated. Vikings 1-0 as they would not play an opening week game. Benedictine comes in at 2-0, winning up at Morningside, then at home last week. Back to throws Dooley over the middle, and that nearly picked off. It was just out of the reach of John Argo. And it was well behind Jayshon Tye. Goes incomplete.
Yeah, that time Jayshon cutting across the field and throwing to his back shoulder. I mean, that's going to be really difficult to try to stop and come back and make that reception. For the Ravens, it's just been that kind of a day. They've not been able to hit their receivers. And now, over here on the near side, you're going to have Jacob Gathright lined up by himself.
Second down, 10, Benedictine from the 30. Play action. Back over the middle is going to come, and that time it's going to be complete for a first down, and the tackle immediately on Gathright. He'll be up at the 44-yard line. Give him about 15. First down, Ravens.
That time, Gathright working over here against Skylar James, and that was the matchup that the Ravens liked way back in the first quarter, and even on that first drive where they had those couple big passes to Jacob, now they're going to go quads to the right on this play. Quarterback drops back. He's looking to go deep. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, looking downfield. Has a receiver coming back to him. That's going to be Joseph Lakapuiana, and they're going to say he makes the catch inbounds. He did catch the ball, but on that far sideline, couldn't tell if he got the feet down. He did. The ball's going to be marked out at the 3-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 with 6:08 left here in the contest.
Had John Argo over there, the Davenport guy. Davenport? Huh. Ever been to Davenport, guys?
Will next week.
Want to go to Davenport? We're going to be next Saturday with the Benedictine Ravens. Their first ever trip to St. Ambrose in Davenport, Iowa. We'll be talking about that as the game and the week go along. Here's a handoff left side. Busted through the hole. Across the 40, 35, down to the 30-yard line. A quick hitter and quick first down. Explosive run for Benedictine into the left side of the line. BC is going to move the chains off the wheels of Dalton Witherspoon. Ravens are now wasting no time getting up to the line. Dooley with Witherspoon. Back to throw. Dalton into block. Dooley goes left side. Receiver over there and a diving catch at the 20. Does he get out of bounds? He does not. Cameron Dover coming into the game today had a catch for 2 yards on the season. And he had those 2 yards last week. He improves on that right there with one play.
St. Ambrose plays William Woods. That's a night game this evening in Fulton, 5:30 kickoff. Peru State, Mid-America, the 6 o'clock game in Olathe.
Can we make it? Can we get there in time?
Let's try not to.
First down. And straight ahead run. Look at him go at the 20-15. Weaving back to the right side, inside the 10, down to the 9. It's first and goal, Benedictine. That was a splendid run into the middle of the line. And Gus, I'm very impressed with that carry of the football. Ravens moving it, and they've got a first down.
Jackson Dooley, you start looking at his numbers, he is, he was 7 of 32, now he's 8 of negative 20 rushing, and all of that is the sacks. But when Jackson Dooley is running downhill, he's had a nice game rushing the ball down the field.
We're going to get a timeout. Let's do it. Joseph, a break coming at 4:20 to go in the game. Vikings 45, Ravens 20.
You shouldn't have to choose between the conveniences you need and that small-town feel you want in your banking experience. That's why there's Union State Bank of Atchison. They're passionate about community, and that means offering their customers the technology and tools they need to do banking their way. With options like online and mobile banking, plus My Rewards Checking and Real Saver, you get everything that big national banks offer, but with everything you love about a community bank. Visit one of their 8 locations and learn why Union State Bank is proud to be your community bank. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
We're today's hit country from KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
It's the only radio station we agree on.
We love the music.
Today's hit country, Hot Country 93.7.
On that first and goal call, Benedict and first a little pass to Dalton Witherspoon, who takes it inside the 5. It's going to bring up a second to goal. Ravens at the 4-yard line. And the last 3:45 to go of the ball game. Wrap-around handoff. Witherspoon head down, leaning, driving, and riding the wave to the 1.
Jackson Filer in there to make the tackle for Grandview, along with Aaron Brown. Brown's the guy on that front defensive line coming into this ball game with 1 tackle and 1 fumble recovery, but having a good game here this afternoon. It'll be 3rd and goal for the Ravens.
There was a little trap block on that side. Your right guard, Trey Madrid, pulled, cut to the left, trying to open up that hole a little bit, and Dalton takes it down to the 1. Here's going to be a pitch to the outside. Witherspoon lanes. He's still short of the goal line. This time a great individual tackle by Tucker Herber, and it is going to bring up a 4th and goal. 4th down to goal, Benedictine, down at the 1-yard line. We're in the last 3 minutes of the game.
Here we go. The Ravens are going to bring in that big set. They're going to bring in K.J. Williams, Court Madsen on this play. They're also going to bring in the second tight end, Tyler Watson. Got to think maybe they go to this jumbo T that we saw way back on that first possession touchdown.
Yep, we're talking about, 1971 T formations, straight across the backfield, and here it comes. Big guys all the way across. Quarterback is up under center, turns, hands off, left side, Ravens, touchdown. Benedictine, again, the same play they'd run earlier in the game, powers in to the left side, and at the 2:28 mark of the ball game, Ravens back into the end zone.
Nice job right there by the Ravens, and that's not a set that we've seen at all from Coach Osborne until today, but it has been very effective. The 2 times we've seen him go out there, they've knocked it into the end zone both times.
It is now 45-26, and the Ravens are going to go for a pair because, well, why wouldn't you?
Why not?
Yeah.
And if nothing else, it's a good chance to work on your 2-point play.
Absolutely. And you've got some speedy guys out there. Go look over the right side. You got Gathright, wide right. You've got Joseph, slot right. In the backfield, you've got Ugorji back there. Now he's going to split up. Now look, you're going to go Ugorji Wildcat. Wide right, Dooley. 2-point conversion effort. The snap to Jay Sean. He'll go right. He'll dive into the end zone. It's good. And it went to Ugorji. Gives it to Jay Sean at Benedictine. Adds the 2-point conversion. Taking a timeout, Joseph, with 2:28 left this afternoon. Vikings 45, Benedictine 28.
Natty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Natty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
As we return, we're talking about the virtues of the T offense here in the Care Radio booth. Welcome back, everybody. The beauty of the T is it was so simple. Odd numbers on one side, evens on the other, and you didn't have to think about a whole lot. You just do whatever your job is, and it seems like it worked.
Yeah, and for the Ravens, they've run it twice today and able to make it work now. We're going to see Benedictine line up for something we're not used to seeing anymore. It's the onside kick. So they're going to have Balky and Colin Bruner out there.
There's the advance, and there's the second guy getting it. And the ball bounces and bounces, and the Ravens have nearly got that back. That was a great play. I like that. That's pretty sneaky. but it's going to be inside the 45-yard line and with a fortuitous bounce to the football. Grandview is going to be able to come up with it and stay on offense with the last 2:24 to go.
That time it was Skyler James, the strong safety, able to come up with it.
The first kicker ran at the ball and then just kind of sidestepped it. The second kicker came up and kicked it to the opposite side, you know, all in an effort to confuse the return team a little bit. And what really made it work was after the second hop, then it skipped, okay, and jumped up pretty high and gave the Ravens a shot at it. Here's a first down call, new quarterback at a ball game for Grandview. They seem content with Peyton Rodinghouse coming into the game. Peyton, a sophomore at 5'11", second down and 7. Kel Culver ran that ball. So you're going to have some of the second, third line guys coming in here for Grandview in the last couple of minutes of the game, inside 2 to play, to be exact. And we get a timeout. Who's taking that timeout? It's going to be Benedictine? Perhaps so. Joseph, we do one, just one. Timeout right here at 2 minutes left. Oh, this is a two-minute timeout. I was wondering who called one, and nobody did. It's a two-minute timeout. It's Grandview 45, Benedictine 28.
Hi, this is Dr. Curtis Kincannon with Atchison Animal Clinic, where we provide efficient, top-notch veterinary medicine in a comfortable and safe environment for both animals and owners. But that's not all. We also offer grooming services and a selection of recommended pet foods from Hill's Science Diet and Royal Canin. Come visit us at 1401 U.S. Highway 59 or check us out at AtchisonAnimalClinic.com to schedule an appointment today. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
With it here in Wilcox Stadium as the snap comes, and Grandview is just going to push forward, take it over to the right side. They'll bring it across midfield. Give them 3, maybe 4 yards. Ravens are going to take a timeout because we will keep it here. As this timeout is strictly, you know, to
kill the clock and maybe get the ball back one more time and try to get this thing a little closer. How about we take a look at the games that happened around the conference today, as most of them are about to the same point we are as they're winding down. Baker beat William Penn this morning 43-21. Missouri Valley leading Clark with 5.5 minutes left, 37-13. With 6 minutes left in St. Louis, it's Culver Stockton 37, Missouri Baptist 30. And, wow, Graceland just taking it to Central Methodist today. At the General Sports Complex, it's Graceland 62, Central Methodist 12, 3 minutes left in that game.
Teams are breaking the huddle around their respective coaching staffs, coming back out over the football with a minute 54 to go, and each team 2 timeouts remaining. Some big old guys still out there. Peyton McNeely's out there for Grandview. He's 6'5", 345. He is your left guard next to Ethan Alvarado at 6'1", 270. Turn around and a handoff running back turns to his shoulder, and he's going to score. How about that? No one is going to touch Cale Culver, and he just runs down the right sideline and beats everybody to the other end of the field. And as simple as that, Gus,
49-yard touchdown run for Cale Culver. Coming into today's ballgame, Cale had touched the ball 3 times for 40 yards and a touchdown. Now, everybody slowed up. Is there a penalty marker here on the near side that we can't see?
Well, I was going to say, I'm looking out here. Don't see one, but we'll keep our eyes peeled here. Now they're coming over and talking to the Benedictine coaching staff, and I don't see one out on the field, but here we go.
To the play, unsportsmanlike conduct, number 9 of the offense. That penalty will be enforced on the succeeding kickoff.
Yes, so after the play.
So, yes, that means, of course, that the touchdown successful and counts, and it will push that score to 51-28.
First unsportsmanlike of the game.
Yeah, that's true. Now, here's the deal. How does this affect Benedictine for next week? I mean, we talked about it briefly, and I don't want to dwell on it. Certainly don't want to harp on it, but you've got to face facts. They're giving up a lot of points, man. In three games, they've given up, what, 100, nearly 50 points?
Yeah, but can St. Ambrose score any points? I mean, that's the real question. And so, I don't know. Next week, you turn around and you try to make it a get-right game. We're going to keep it here after that PAT.
That extra point chases the score now to 52-28. Grandview in front.
Okay, let's get honest about this.
Okay.
So after today, Benedictine is going to have St. Ambrose, and then you've got Baker coming to town on the 28th. So in 2 weeks, you're going to be back home with Baker. Then you have Culver Baptist Valley. So October's pretty blah. I mean, and then you get into November where you get Mid-America, Central Methodist, and Woods. So, I mean, you got what? Two games left this season after this one today?
You would think. I mean, you don't want to put the cart before the horse, but you realize you got two pretty good opponents coming up on the schedule and some opponents that you'd like to think are going to be better than.
Listen to what Grandview has now. Valley, Culver, Clark, Central, St. Ambrose, Penn, Peru, Graceland.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be maybe the closest game they have the rest of the year.
Yeah, they will be a 10-win season. Here's the advance, and here's the kick angling over to the near side, and short, pick it at the 26. Witherspoon, 35, head down to the 45, and got a lot of pushing and shoving going on out of the field right now as an aggressive block being made. It's going to bring up a 1st and 10. Here comes a Benedictine offense, and the Ravens are going to keep marching Jackson out there, and they're going to bring out maybe somebody else get a little game time. No, it's going to be Dulick back out on the field. Didn't expect that. I'm going to be real honest.
Yeah,
I thought maybe with a minute or so to go and you're down by 30 or so, you might just go ahead and let somebody else take a snap. But you're going to have the whole starting offense out there. You got Jackson Dooley out there. You got Witherspoon in the backfield. So Ravens are not doing any of that. And now they're going to take a timeout.
Timeout, Benedictine. That is their second charge of the half.
We'll keep it here.
Yeah. Do they have a dozen or something? Is that what you're saying?
No, they had 11.
Okay. That's what I thought.
So, yeah, next week, Benedictine going to turn around and go to St. Ambrose and take on one of the newcomers in the conference. And St. Ambrose looking to get right tonight as they'll take on William Woods. So, Woods is one of those teams who is also new to the conference and also new to football.
You know, you got to give them props. They went ahead and, hitched up their belt and laced the shoes up tight and said, we're going to play football and let's play football. So I will give them that. I will give them so much more credit than I would if Steelers says I'm not going to go after all.
Well, Mount Mercy might still be trying to.
They might. Maybe not. It's possible. I mean, it's not what's happening, but it's possible. Here's a little handoff. Ravens will bounce outside, 50. Nice little free-handed block by the running back. And that was pretty good by Witherspoon.
So Witherspoon's going to pick up 11 right there, take it into Grandview territory to the 45-yard line with a minute 35 left.
That was a little less stiff arm and more roundhouse with that block. Here we go. Fending off the defender. Ravens across the midfield at the 45 now. They'd love to punch one in and make them feel a little bit better. They're going to go the same play, same way, left side. And Witherspoon, tackled by about four defenders, he's going to be down to the 35, giving him about 9 yards. Here's where, because I sometimes think that if you're going to analyze statistics from a football game, you should stop at about 5 minutes to play.
Yeah,
because this is
where
you start
adding
numbers.
The stats a little bit, right? Like those rushing yards, which were not great for Benedictine at that point, have now pushed all the way up to 75.
Yeah. And they were not great. They were terrible. 40 yards, to the late moments of the game. Here's a pass over the middle. It's going to be broken up at the 20-yard line, and pass interference calls are going to be made as penalty markers sail from hither and yon. Tyler Watson, the intended receiver on the play.
So your receivers out there for that play were Tyler Watson, Matthew Samford, and Ethan Perrott.
So we'll settle this thing up, and Ravens are going to pick up a little yardage on this. But again, now we're down inside a minute to go.
Pass interference, defense, number 16, 15-yard penalty, previous spot, automatic first down.
Well, there you go.
Correction, number 14.
15-14 is all the same.
Doesn't really matter too much. Hey, Grant, you know what? You got to give Grandview credit for. I don't want to give him credit for something, so I'm going to give credit for great fan base who have shown up here today and stayed all the way to the end. And why wouldn't you with a nice wave like this? And they have come and traveled well to support their team here to Atchison today. Even though it's a short trip, a lot of people don't like to make those roadies, but they did today, and good for them. Here's Benedictine, a little straight-ahead run, and more penalty marker sale is for Benedictine. The ball is going to be carried by, got to pull a program. Oh, that's Xavier down there. Gugorji carrying the ball for BC.
There is a penalty marker at the end of the play. And official taking the time.
Holding. 29 offense. 10-yard penalty spot. Go first down.
So they'll back the Ravens up and they'll remain first down, but now it'll be first and 20 with 51 seconds left.
Yeah, Benedictine's going to have its work cut out for them. They're going to have a short week to prepare because you got to understand they're probably going to have to leave a little bit early to make the, what's a pretty long roadie, one of their longest road trips of the season next Saturday. Hand off to the running back, hit in the backfield. Nugorji's going to be tackled for no gain. Maybe he lost a yard in that exchange.
That time Nolan Simpson, the guy who had the interception earlier, well, now he's in the backfield to make a hit, and he's a guy who's vying for a little more playing time as Coach Osborne races across the field, and that should do it.
He says that's going to do it. We're going to say it's going to do it. Final score here this afternoon at Wilcox Stadium. It was Grandview 52, Benedictine 28. We'll be back to summarize it for you right after this.
Knotty Pine Oil is proud to announce the pumps are now open on Old 75 south of Holton. Member agreements are available in the office. The pumps are accessible 24/7, offering premium 91 octane, 87 octane with ethanol, diet and clear diesel, as well as DEF. Knotty Pine is back to their old roots as 82 years later, they honor what Grandpa Fletcher started. Visit them anytime for high quality fuel products and enjoy the convenience of the new location just south of Holton on Old 75 Highway.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
I agree with Cora, Gus. It's really warm here today. We had some technical issues with the utilities, let's call them, up here at the media facility, and it caused some difficulty, but we kind of got ourselves worked through it, got the game complete. But for the Ravens, even when it was all said and done, didn't pan out so well. Benedictine coming up on the short end, 52-28. He got a few stats, but, you know, Grandview dominated, kind of picket. They had 549 yards of total offense today, 363 for the Ravens. Benedictine rushing for only 75, and probably 40 of those came in the last series down the field after it was pretty well decided. Penalties, a problem for Benedictine this afternoon. 9 penalties for 82 yards, including, what, 4 illegal groundings, right, I think is what it was. So that all said, some struggles for the Ravens. I guess that's, again, don't underestimate the fact that they played a really good team.
Yeah, Grandview's a great team. We talked about it early on because you were asking a question about, you know, what can you do against this defense? They were just that athletic. I mean, they were all over the field. They were great. Grandview converted on 56% of their third downs. Their only fourth down, they converted it. Benedictine, 3 of 13 on third downs and 3 of 4 on fourth downs today. Benedictine ran 70 plays. But, you know, at the end of the day, we talked about in the Dairy Queen Grill and Show keys to the game. One of them was to keep Jackson Dooley upright, and, you know, they really weren't able to do that as well today. He was constantly on the run. He was sacked 3 times for 43 yards of lost yardage. When it came down to it, it was just a rough day all around. A lot of things that you can clean up going into next week. And I guess that's where you got to look at the silver lining is there's plenty of things to work on going into next week.
It's going to be a short week. Again, you're going to have to turn it around and get back at it pretty quickly. Ravens are going to do that. And you can be very sure they're going to be ready to go next week, and we're going to be with them as we're going to be in. Hey, how about this? Second time this year, we're going to go to a place to which we have not yet been, and it's going to be over at St. Ambrose in Davenport next Saturday at 1 o'clock. Hey, we certainly want to thank you for having joined us here this afternoon and stuck it out with us. Always fun to watch Raven football, and until we reach the next time, final score again today, it was Grandview 52, Benedictine 28. For Joseph, our man in the studio who keeps the ship going the right way, and Gus Counts with me here in the booth, and all of our good help, Tom Counts. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Benedictine Raven Football on your local sports authority, KAIR 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net.